What am I doing this weekend? I'm probably just working.
Dude,
it's pretty
here.
Much all
Dude,
I do.
And we're live.
But you know what? We're fun. We have fun while we work, so it's fine.
That's right. It's just a blast. I'm having fun.
Welcome back, the beautiful people of this world, besides you, Brandon. Anyways,
wow.
Everybody's beautiful as ever, Brandon. Let's just get
fired.
That straight.
Shots fired.
Side note, we have Mary.
Hey, everyone.
She's our special guest this weekend.
Very
okay?
special.
And there's one thing in particular that we had you on for, and that is your first name, Scary.
It's Scary Mary. I'm sorry.
She has so many scary stories. And honestly, I'm not sure if I'm prepared for them.
Dude, honestly, they're pretty effed up.
She told me one in a, we made a video, oh my God, this was like a year and a half ago probably. And I was like asking people their ghost stories. And like, she told me this creepy story.
I don't like it.
About like her grandma's house or something. And like, it kind of gave me nightmares. And this was her real life.
Which one was it? Because there's a lot from that grandma's house.
I don't know. I just remember you talking about like kids or something. Like, not like your family kids. Like there was like other
kids,
ghost
spirits.
Kids.
There was a little girl ghost.
Oh my
okay.
God.
So there was this little girl ghost. My grandma's house, super haunted. All the grandkids grew up there.
No.
And we were all there together. They could all vouch for me. Anywho.
So
one of my young cousins, won't say any names, but she was very young. Yeah. And she was upstairs, and all of a sudden, she fell down the stairs, and we're like, what happened?
That
what?
Bitch
and
is just clumsy.
Yeah, maybe.
No,
and she's like, the little girl pushed me. The little girl pushed me. And we're like, all thinking like, oh my God, is it that little ghost?
No, dude.
There was this little ghost girl that would sit at the bottom of the stairs and play with blocks.
Were they real blocks or invisible?
No, they were ghost blocks.
That bitch got ghost blocks.
Dude, and this is, you know, just to kind of take you there, this is in California, this is going on.
Yeah.
Okay. So California.
So they speak Spanish.
Some of them do.
Okay.
They'll speak Espanol.
Mm,
but
I like that.
I put a little emphasis on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I could tell.
But it's just there's
sounded
such
good.
Old, rich history there. I know it's fairly new.
Yeah.
You know, they came out there, the settlers, like, whatnot. But there's just so much old timey.
Yeah,
crap there. Old houses and old, you know.
Dude, they used to call it the Wild West.
No, I know it. Yeah. No,
you know
the gold
I mean?
Mining.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
California.
This is a bit off topic, but I've always, like, wanted to be a cowboy for at least, like, a day or
dude,
two.
Dude, that's a song.
Like, for real. You
should
ride around, right?
Cowboy.
If you want, you can just rob the store.
Dude, oh,
just
yeah,
kill
no,
somebody
no.
real quick. You might get something called
a bandit.
A bounty.
You didn't want to be a cowboy. Bruh. You wanted to be a little bandit.
A bounty? Like, that's all you're going to give
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I know. I know it. No, it would have been really cool to go back in those times. The problem is you die when you're, like, 35.
If you're
you know,
lucky.
If you're lucky. But dude, it would have been cool to be riding on horses, your little six-shooter, your dang lever
yeah,
action.
That would be dope.
Just some tobacco and a winch.
And some alcohol.
No, I know it.
But
I know it.
If me and you got into, like, an argument, and
oh,
we're
no.
like, bro, we got to fight.
Yeah.
We go outside and put our backs to each other and take a few steps and then kill one another.
Yeah,
I know. That's terrible to think about. That's
but
terrible.
Simple solutions.
And it's so dumb, too, because, like, that shit, not to, like, us, but, like, with other people, like, I sometimes will get in an argument with somebody, and then, like, tomorrow, if it happened today, I'll be like, you know what? I was wrong about that.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
I hate that.
So, but I would be dead, yeah. even though that yeah. I would
person,
change
yes.
my decision.
Or you would have killed someone, and the next day you'd have been like, oh, I guess that was
you
wrong.
You know, they actually had a good point.
You would have shot someone and been like, shit, he was right.
Oh.
My toothbrush is right here, actually.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean, man.
That
and
probably happened so much.
You know, the
probably
root of it is they were probably drinking a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say alcohol saved the West. Because, you know, there was no clean water out there. And, you know, the
so
alcohol and
they
the
did.
Liquor
made,
and the beer would almost sterilize.
Beer.
Yeah,
no,
sterilize
even in, like, the medieval times, they drank
yes.
beer, not
yeah.
water.
Yes.
They
yeah,
were
yeah.
sipping
yeah.
on them.
Even the little kids, that's what they drank because it was the only thing safe to drink.
Damn.
Well, that's when
what
you hear
call
about,
it?
You know.
They were drinking on them O'Doul's.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Back
yeah.
in the 1700s.
Don't drink
man.
A
freaking Oh, wait, no, it wasn't 1700s. That was
that
like
was a
1800s.
While ago. Don't ask me dates, but it was back then.
Because there weren't cowboys
There's
when
cowboys.
Christopher Columbus got here.
No.
That's
no,
what
no,
I mean.
No,
it took
no.
a little bit while.
It took a while. It honestly wasn't
yeah,
that
like,
long ago. Like,
no, it wasn't.
150 years ago, there were cowboys.
No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I think the first like revolver was made in like 1860s or something like that.
Look at where we're at now.
Oh my gosh.
We got nukes.
No, I know. It's crazy.
Drones, dude. Drone bombing and stuff. Nukes. It's crazy.
Oh yeah. I thought you were talking about your camera stuff.
Bombing is crazy.
Well, yeah. Cool that DJI is.
Yo, yeah.
I'm about to bomb him with his photograph. It's looking so good.
Ooh.
But no, that's crazy. I'm glad he dived right in. Tell us more. Because there's more.
We got off topic.
I'm sorry. We got a little off topic. Her family pulled me aside at the Christmas party when we were out there.
No.
And they got all serious and shit and quiet. And they were like, it really freaked me out, some of these stories they were telling me. Mm-mm. And if the dad is telling you her dad... The cousins, the brothers, they all seen the shit.
And they're like all serious and nobody's like smiling.
They're all serious and they're not, they are not bullshitting you one bit. Like, you know what I mean?
So
when someone sucks you into a story like that, you're like, ooh, I don't know.
That's why I'm trying to spread the topic because she scares me.
Scary Mary.
When she talks.
Scary Mary, everyone.
Thanks. I have to get my mind off it every once in
a while. No, I don't like living with her. Fucking haunted.
Wow.
That was just a joke. Yeah, you love
just
her.
Just kidding. No, I fucking love her. I love Mary. I love old Mare Bear. Scary Mary.
So we got a couple super chats here. Sarah Ruiz says, happy Friday. Hello, Mary.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
We got The Savage, if you guys remember.
What's
going on, boys? $20?
I remember The Savage. What's up, bro?
No, it's Friday, and we're just kind of celebrating with some ghost stories.
I got my orange juice here. Mm. Very delicious.
I love orange juice. I actually always make sure I have at least one carton in the fridge.
That's dope, dude. Well, here, you can pay for another carton. Martin from Larry R. gave $2, said, hey, Mary, what do you think about some Eric plushies?
I think they could be pretty funny, actually.
I think it could be pretty good. I agree with
I agree with the people that it would have to be more of a Woody from Toy Story.
Pull string.
That's what I think.
Not like a stuffed animal.
No.
More of like a toy.
Like the stuffed animal action parts figure. And then like the boots would be like
it's
plastic.
A doll, but yeah.
You know?
It's like a doll. Yeah.
Not an action figure.
It's an action figure.
It's a doll. But it's okay. It's fine. But
that's what I always used to say because I used to play with G.I. Joes like crazy.
Everybody did.
Hell
if you were cool.
We got another one from Tim says, love this podcast.
Tim.
More Haunted Mary's G-Maws or Noah's Bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Don't combine the two now.
And another $5 from Heaven Lee. Hey, guys. Much love from Ohio. Now, did you guys know about what Heaven Lee did?
Yes.
Oh, man. I should go get it, shouldn't
you
I?
You should.
What is it?
You guys carry on. I'll be right back. All right.
Okay. All right. This is going
to
be good.
That means that she sent some to us.
Yeah, she did. It's very
good. Oh, the jeweler guy.
Mike's back. What's up, dude? Really sad about not going to make it for the opening. Got to go to New York.
Dude.
For work that weekend. But hopefully we'll be able to run by in the summer. Thanks.
No worries.
For the dono, Mike. I appreciate it. And
we hope to see
you,
buddy.
Yeah, we'll see you in the summer because, yeah, he came by before to see the...
Did
just
he really?
Original
have I ever met him? I know that
I
sounds
haven't.
Like a dickhead thing.
I meet so many people, man.
I don't think I've met Mike.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
I was on vacation somewhere.
It wasn't that iced out kid the other day, was it?
No.
Dude, this kid walked in there. I'm so sorry because we keep just jumping around here, but just one last little.
We can't get deep into it right yet because Jay's going to come back and distract us.
You're right. But
we'll dive in a second.
We were walking, me and you were walking through the Reptarium, and that kid, a little glisten, I almost had to put sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I just got it back from the jeweler.
Really?
No, yeah, he said he spent $50,000.
He was effing iced out.
And dude,
was it a blizzard up in there?
It was a big blizzard, Mary.
It was big. And
what did it say?
It was like a chef and it had
a pan.
And he was like whipping up the pan.
No, that's some shit, right?
That is some shit. I think he's whipping chickens in the kitchen. Or what do the cool kids say?
Yeah, that's not
about?
Definitely not what they, not what they say.
There's something with chickens.
No, there's not.
But there is whipping in kitchens.
Okay.
And it had this phrase under it. I can't remember what
it was. Like big pimping or something.
I think it's just like big whipping or something.
Dude, but remember how G'd out he was? We asked him, we're like, is that real? He's like,
I didn't ask him if it was real.
What did we ask him? We're like,
I just said, damn, that boy icy.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, that's what you said.
And then he was like, just got it from the jeweler, spent about 50. I was like, Jesus.
He said it took months to build. Dude.
Oh yeah, he said
that's
it was
all,
like,
that's all custom.
He said 5-6 months, I think. Yeah.
That's crazy to me because you'd think like the work environment would have to be so clean because whatever they shave off, they're obviously collecting it and melting it back down.
You've never watched the videos?
It's gold. No, I've never seen that.
I've seen Johnny Dang and Big Ben. Ben Baller or something like that.
Okay.
they all like make these chains for like really famous people.
That
like,
is
rappers
crazy,
and stuff.
Dude.
And some of them have like background behind the scenes stuff of making like the Migos chain.
Wow.
Like
wow.
making Lil Uzi's chain. Like they'll have the process of it. Yeah, and dude, just like you're saying, it is so clean. Like everyone's got like gloves. Yeah. Everybody the chain goes through like so many different people. Well, in some cases, it goes through a lot of different people's hands.
Yes.
Because of
one guy puts
so
the stones
much.
In, one guy yeah. carves this, one
so
guy
detailed.
Does that and lays that. Yeah.
All the people, like not all the people, but it's common these days, like to have something moving like in
yeah.
it.
Yeah, riffraffs, dude. Yeah, he's got a freaking spinner
chain.
Chain
has a chain.
Yeah, yeah, dude, okay. his pendant has a chain.
That's
chain.
What I mean.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Dude, that riffraff Cuban link.
You couldn't find it?
So, yeah, what's your dad's going to look for it because I can't. She put it away somewhere.
Mm-hmm. He destroyed it, didn't he? Are you talking
about
the...
No, he didn't destroy it. No, he didn't destroy it. Don't say it yet. Okay. He's going to try and find it. And if not, we'll save it for another one.
I have literally no clue what you're talking about.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in and donating and stuff. You guys are awesome.
Oh, Mike's back.
Oh, man.
When you were at the Face House and Kelly and... Wait, what?
Noah
and,
hadn't
oh, met okay, Eric. Okay, okay. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Met Eric, my dad, Jessica. Or Bruce, I mean. Okay, so back into Mary's stuff.
All right.
Grandma. Well,
Grandma's house was very
so
crazy.
What's... Who is Grandma and, like, where does she come from?
Okay, so it's my dad's mom. My dad grew up in the house that all us grandkids grew up in. Okay? My grandma also watched... babysat, so there was like probably 30 kids in the house at the time, but the upstairs bedroom where my dad actually lived as a teenager was probably the portal to hell. I'm not exaggerating.
Whoa. So your dad's bedroom when he was a teen. Wow. And why is it a portal to hell?
Well, speculation here, but I'm pretty sure it's true. When my dad was a teenager, they messed around with a Ouija board.
Oh,
and they were
shit.
Doing some like devil
some
stuff.
Devil shit.
Yeah, they were doing some stuff up there with the Ouija board. My grandma, she's super religious.
Yeah.
She did not like it. So she took that, threw it outside at the trash can at the curb.
Yeah.
And the next day, it was back inside.
Listen. Okay.
What?
So I watch a lot of like these YouTube videos and stuff. And there's this like one guy that's like the same thing is that he's been playing with the Ouija board since he was a kid. And he stopped when he was a teenager. But he has, like, these repercussions from it where he says there's, like, the Shadow Man. His name's Corey. Mm-hmm. Corey Schreier.
Wow, I haven't seen that.
But they make really cool ghost videos. And, I think they made a video in the past, same thing. They burned it.
You're not supposed to do that. My grandma did that.
Yeah.
But you know what happened? She did that 3 times and ended up back inside. And she sat all of the kids down and was like, did you bring it back in? And they all said no. So then she burned it.
Of course they
would. But you're not supposed to burn it. So I think that's why it, like, stuck open.
Right.
So,
dude, and that's
creepy, a scary
man.
Thing.
That
is
creepy.
That people literally, it gets like a lot of views on YouTube and like people burn the Ouija boards all the time.
Yeah, it's not bad because it locks them out. You're actually supposed to break them in, I think, to like 7 pieces and then bury all of them separate. I think is how you're supposed
so
to do
it. It's so weird that because it happens in movies, it happens in people's stories. So, like, that's why you can kind of get a visual of it because you're like, oh, I've seen that in a movie. But it's so interesting. It's like, what the fuck are we messing with? If it, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's pretty creepy. Okay. Like my cousins, if I called my cousin today, I said, what color eyes did you see under the bed? He would say red because we all saw them. We would all, there's so like sleeping bags all over the floor and all of us would just sleep straight looking up to the ceiling because we were so afraid to look under the bed. Mm-hmm. So you'd see those red eyes.
Oh my God, man.
Terrifying. You think any of us slept?
I really regret it too because I messed around with like Ouija boards and stuff. There was this
guy. I never touched one before.
Oh man, no. That was back in England. Messed with the Ouija boards.
You can't do that in Europe,
there's
so many
old
dead people
spirits.
There.
It was talking to us, but I don't know if one of my little god sisters were messing with me or whatever. But then I knew this guy out in Nevada, Mike. Maybe I shouldn't say his full name.
And it's fully there.
And, it was just crazy, man, because he was like him and a few other of my friends, you know, were into like the dark arts or whatever, where you would go in their house and they'd have little like altars and like shrines with like, you know, Baphomet and Set and all this other BS. I don't know who what? All the devils.
I don't know
devils.
What the fuck that is.
All the devils. All the devils there. Oh, right there. Oh, dude, Jay's haunting
Jay's
me right now.
Dude, Jay's a fucking demon.
That's it right there, you devil
He's
arm.
He's got it on him.
That's right, baby.
He's got
that's right, baby. No, but we did some really weird stuff and really weird rituals. Did I tell you the story? No. I don't want to name any names.
Yeah, don't.
This could be
you
coincidence,
make up a new
but
name like Joseph.
If you didn't, let's call him Joseph. Okay. Now they would do these really weird rituals. We were just young kids, you know, allegedly using marijuana and experiencing different things.
Allegedly.
So
don't even know what that is.
I know it. They did this thing. I wasn't there, thank God, because I probably would have put my blood in it.
No.
Let me finish the story before I get too crazy.
In a ritual?
Yes, dude. They got this thing called a money candle. Something like a money candle. Did all this demon shit, you know,
like
reading
that.
Out of this
money
book.
Candle?
So like yeah, it's a thing so that sometime in your life you're gonna come across the money.
Yeah,
but
and
you don't know how or when.
Yes, you don't know how or when. Yeah. And he even told us he's like, it could be terrible.
Yeah,
like someone
right.
could, someone
life
could
insurance
die
policy.
In a life insurance policy or this or that
but
or
money
you know
will
the
come
other
to
thing.
You.
My buddy, dude, my yeah. buddy, we'll say Jeffrey and Jeremy did it. Okay, my one buddy was too chicken and he couldn't. Cut his finger open to put blood in. So he's like, I put some in.
Yeah.
My other buddy put his blood in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
My buddy recently got in a bike wreck and got a boatload of money, dude.
Damn.
Tell me that's coincidence. I don't know, man, but it's freaky how.
The one thing I will say is that.
It could have been coincidence.
Right. But it's like.
He did that.
I don't know, dude. It
feels
it's freaky. Real.
It's freaky, man. And
I
that's
think it
why
feels real.
After that happened, because I like kind of blew it off my shoulder, like, oh, that stuff's fake, just to like help me sleep at night. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because of all the stuff we did with that. But no, that came true. And
it's so interesting. Because, yeah, it's like nobody else got any money now.
Nobody else
but,
got
But like
any
nobody
money.
Put the finger
dude,
blood in.
And this guy.
Just
that,
Joseph.
That we would. That was doing all this weird stuff with us. Like that knew all this dark magic.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, I'm going with so and so. And blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get a bunch of money and, you know, I'll miss you guys and this and that.
What?
Literally.
He told you.
Showed us a check for $3 million that some like dark little organization sent him. You guys are probably thinking I'm full of shit. This
dude,
is
listen,
100% serious.
All I'm going to say is if the men in black fucking
dude,
bust down this door.
Bust down this door.
I'm saying
that's
it
for
was
real.
You.
I know.
Have nothing to do with this.
Dude, because I'm like, yeah. And he showed us this check. I was super legit looking too. Not just printed off paper or nothing. And then literally never heard from him again.
Damn.
Maybe he just moved to like Indiana.
But who gave him the money?
You know what I mean? Who gave him the money?
And
he was into some freaky shit.
So this is what he said to you? He was just like,
He told me,
Eric.
We would just sit and bullshit and drink beer and like he had his little altar and he had this weird like what do they call that pentagram like rug where we'd do like some of these rituals on. There was like this little crystal thing with the chain.
What the fuck?
And it was almost like a Ouija board, but you would ask it questions and it would swing a certain way. Yes, no.
Is it a pendulum?
Pendulum. Some kind of pendulum thing. He was into all that stuff,
dude. That's
but
crazy.
I had to just
I've
give
literally...
my soul up to. Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Because I don't like the devil shit.
Dude.
That shit freaked me out. It scared me straight.
I know. That only kind of shit that I've ever done is pray to God.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Just stick to that. Don't.
That's
do the
crazy.
Devil.
I can't
believe
what
happened.
Did that.
I can't believe I was doing all this stuff, dude.
You probably and, this is what happened because like I've been in situations too where I'm just so young and so dumb that it's just like I see some people doing something and I'm just like and. In my head, I'm like, oh, these people are kind of cool. So I follow along.
Yes.
And then not until you have some, the past, like it goes into the past and then you have some retrospect and then you're like, oh, like
that was
that's
dumb.
Why it was dumb.
Yes.
But this is why I did it.
Dude, and bad stuff happened to me after that, though.
Yeah, like you don't,
really bad stuff, like where I almost died and stuff.
Right.
Because he's like, oh, you can't, like this isn't a game, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then literally I never seen him again. And then I kind of had a falling out with the other little devil kid. Okay. I don't know if you put a damn X on me. Because then literally a couple months, I know you probably think I'm crazy. A couple months later, I got that really rare thing on my lung. And my lung collapsed. I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
I almost died. And I'm like, it's that damn devil shit. But it probably wasn't. It probably wasn't. It's probably the cigs.
I don't know,
but,
dude.
You know.
Like,
I don't know. It's just really weird.
It could be
like,
both,
it could have been all coincidence, but man, it was. It sure did scare the hell out of me. That kind of stuff.
I think that stuff stays with you though, because my dad's
real.
Still haunted. I think he's a haunted person.
Yeah, I really do too, man.
Has he ever gotten, I don't know, exercised?
Dude, I wouldn't want
but he
to.
Probably should.
Probably
like,
should.
Like literally, when we moved into our new house,
yeah.
I think he brought something there because everyone in the house would hear footsteps up the stairs. Mm. Okay, so. My dad is a police officer, so he has a gun. And he was there all alone. We were working on the house. We didn't even live there yet.
Mm.
There was no interior doors on the house, so if a light was on, you could see it from outside through the window. He is super OCD, turned off all the lights, walked outside to his truck. The light's on in the hallway upstairs. It's like, that's really weird.
Yeah.
So he goes in, turns it off, comes down, and he's about to leave. He hears, like, boots walking up the stairs, and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This isn't right.
Yeah.
So he gets his gun, goes to the hallway, and he, like, cocks it up the hallway, and he's like, I got a gun, you better not be up there. When I come up there, goes there, looks everywhere, no one there. No
dude
one there.
In that house, are you talking about that house that like overlooks the lake that's up?
Yeah,
it's in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the middle of the desert.
There's acres and acres around it, so it's not
really?
Like there's a house right next door. There's acres, like if you looked outside,
you wouldn't see another house.
If you seen someone, you could see him running away for like damn 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Probably more.
Jesus, man. They told me all this shit after we spent the night there, too. She's like, oh, it's haunted
as
fuck.
It's super haunted. The room I stayed in, I would hear people talking in the closet. I thought I was going crazy.
Yeah, like...
I don't know, man. We might have to get some holy water. So I'm just freaking me out,
I'm
man.
Just
I'm
so into this stuff
here.
That, like, that's, like... Because, like, I watch so much stuff of it. I've, like, kind of researched so much stuff about it just because it's so intriguing to me. And, that's like common, like spiritual attachments to people.
Yeah,
I think
like,
it's real.
It's wherever you go, there will be something until you do get cleansed. Not necessarily have an exorcism, but just like do these like spiritual cleansings.
No, I agree. Cause
stuff like saging, you have to do certain.
My dad has moved since then,
stuff,
and his new house is haunted too. But I don't
know
if it's just him.
I think it's probably.
And it's
him.
Always on the last night, like when we were at the Christmas party wrapping things up, you know, oh, that house, let me tell you what happened here. This. I'm like, good God, man.
But I think that, like, something to do with it is, like you're saying, if he was doing that kind of stuff when he was a kid, you probably, like, because there are, like, professional ways to do that stuff.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid and you're with other kids,
exactly.
There's no way you closing portals. Or whatever you want to call
it.
Who
knows how many times they
you
used
fucked
it or
up,
whatever. Yeah.
And then you accidentally did something you didn't want to, but now it's there. Certain stuff like that. I think it's possible. Like
it's freaky.
Just like, why wouldn't
you? You've never
it be?
Played with a Ouija board?
Mm-mm.
I never
want
have
to.
Either.
No.
On the podcast, dude. Let's
dude,
do it live,
no,
baby.
I don't know.
I'm literally never doing that. What
like
about you, Jay? Have you fucked with it?
Not that I wouldn't. I just never have. I just never had the opportunity to.
Yeah.
I never.
That's surprising
like,
with you.
It is surprising, right?
Yeah.
But,
a lot of people are like, oh, it's BS or it's fake or this or that. Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Know,
and maybe
dude.
It's all in your
I've
head.
I've always wanted to try just to see.
So this is the thing, too, right?
It's freaky deaky, dude.
There's 100%. It's impossible to play without trust because one of the first rules of it is you cannot play alone.
Yes.
So there's always going to be somebody else there with your fingers on it unless you break the rules. But then that's how things like the spiritual attachments happen.
Yeah.
So that's there's always going to be something of trust because you're going to have another person. You're going
to
be like, oh, like.
And you have
you
to both trust.
It?
Yeah, you have
did
to both trust
it?
That no one's playing around to make the
playing,
other one freaked
playing
out.
Around, yeah.
which
playing
is,
around.
Which is a hard part, right? So we don't have any dark organizations like sending us $3 million checks, but we do have some dark mofos who are dropping us some bills. So, did you guys read this one already from The Savage? One day I need to fly out and see the Reptarium. Def want to meet Eric Beard Boys.
Yes, hell yeah, Savage. We'll crack one open.
Thank you.
You did read this one,
Bearded
though,
right? Boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
The FaZe House
got
or something.
Sarah Ruiz, another $10. Sarah. Says, bless your heart, Mary, for having to deal with Eric. I have one, too. They're hard to keep, very messy. They stink sometimes. Bathe often and plenty of water and food. Visit the podcast more often. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Sarah.
Larry R. says, get a medium on the podcast.
Right. Oh, my
George.
Gosh. That's freaky. I don't know about that.
Oh,
stuff.
I don't know about contacting. But
this one says, no, you're cute. With a heart.
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
And do you play Ark?
I do not play Ark, but geez, when that game first came out, and still now, it's always been like real interesting to me. But my cousin has it, and he told me not to get it. I wouldn't like it, so I didn't buy it.
People want us to kiss.
Want us to kiss?
Don't kiss, man.
Oh, dude.
They're trying to
no
get us.
No way. That is ew.
That is
ew.
Pornography.
Ew. You can't.
We don't. We do not talk about pornography yeah, on here ever. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, that's for our fans only page visit. We no, don't I'm have. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We don't have 13 minutes and 46 yeah seconds yeah to do this. Oh, shit.
5 minutes.
All right.
let me get a couple more off.
Yeah, read
continue
this. Read this.
It says, "It's I'm trying to see. Am love. Am love. Hope all is mm-hmm well. Enjoy watching your podcast. You two are great to watch. Could you please give my brother Dan the Man a shout out? He's a big fan. Big fan, Dan the Man.
Dude, hey, Dan the Man. Dan shout out, Dan, Dan the Man. He's hey, a big
Dan
fan.
Dan
the Man.
Dan the Man. Yo, that's
that
a good.
That sounds familiar, though.
It sounds like
it?
A WWE wrestler.
It really
yeah
does.
Like, hey, hey
yeah,
Dan the Man.
Big, Dan the Big Fan, the Man.
I know. It's yeah like, I feel like he's going to hit us with a 2x4 right now, Dan the Man.
Or a chair.
Dan the
know
Man
or
and Hulk Hogan.
Tyler Osborne says, hey, guys, what up? Love the, love y'all. Or what's up, y'all? Love the podcast. Question for
oh
Eric.
Oh, no. Yeah,
Eric. Why didn't you buy Mary a Valentine's yeah Day gift? Let's zoom in on this
why
one.
Why, Eric?
Right. What's going on, man?
Why?
You got money. You're good.
Yeah, well, you know what? Because what's, I shared. Wow, well, really put me on the spot here.
No, no. What happened?
Seriously. You know what happened?
You
seriously?
Know what, wait.
We don't. Okay. Sorry.
Honesty is the best policy, damn it.
Honesty is.
You
I'm
better
be
100% truthful
dead honest with you. It's Brian Barczyk's fault. We were building the Reptarium. I was.
You weren't
working
even over there.
I know,
you haven't
I
even built
okay
one thing, dude.
I mean, I haven't either. So
yeah, me neither. But I'm also not.
Next excuse. Okay. I'm horrible with dates and stuff. And Mary knows I love her oh to death, and I really do love her. But it was we're at the gas station. I was half know asleep, and I got my monsters, and I'm like, looked at my phone. I'm like, Happy Valentine's Day. I yeah keep seeing Valentine's Day memes. It must be Valentine's Day. Oh.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Okay, so Mary didn't mention it. Did
no,
you
but
mention
here
it?
Let's switch, let's oh switch a subject
I
here.
To see
oh, let's switch uh-oh a subject.
Yeah,
wow.
That's the best thing to do.
Let's here, wow. Let's see. But ask Mary. What did Mary get for
wait,
me?
Wait.
What did Mary get for Eric on
nothing
that?
Nothing. I was waiting to see what I got.
Okay.
Oh, damn. See, we're perfect for each other.
No, this is why. Dude, I'm not joking. Women are smart, man.
No, they are.
Because they'll
are
remember shit like Valentine's Day. And
you
the
don't
only
say
reason
a single word.
Yeah.
No, I
and
know.
Dude, people, because like, for in my case, just constant reminders. Valentine's Day is 5 days away. Are you excited?
Oh,
2 days away.
Yeah,
oh, I'm opposite.
Yeah. Oh, so,
oh, I don't
I mean?
Say, I don't even say the word the whole month.
No.
And
no.
I am like, so bad with birthdays.
Dude, I'm terrible at that.
I don't remember people's birthdays.
Eric,
oh, dude, if it
birthday
wasn't for Facebook, I'd never know any huh day.
I said, Eric,
all
when's my birthday?
It's don't put me on.
Oh,
spot.
No.
When's
his birthday?
Shit,
what sign
I can't
are
remember.
You?
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo. Oh, wow. She's
dude,
a Virgo,
don't put me on the
dude
spot. It's on Facebook. I
Virgos
remember
yeah, that's
by
how he
Facebook
remembers.
I really
birthday
remember by Facebook.
When's your birthday?
It's like, it's
I would
it's
be killed if
I
didn't know mine.
Oh,
it's in June.
Oh, wow. No, no.
Huh?
No.
No.
You said June.
No, you said June line.
That's Sagittarius, June, bro.
No, I said Sagittarius. I said Jude. B-I-G. Hold on a minute, Jude. it's September 27th.
No, that's nothing, actually.
26th. 25th. 24th.
23rd.
What is it, Mary? Just tell the damn people when your birthday is.
September 3rd.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what I thought.
It would have
no,
you
so
weren't even close.
When
wait,
did we
wait,
meet?
Wait, wait. When he
did
met
we meet? We met on the 26th.
Our anniversary is on the 26th. And
that, see? I got that one.
But not September.
No,
it
but
is
not
September.
Oh, that's
yeah
why you remembered it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
you
the most important day of his life. So that's
dude,
100%.
That, thank you, man. No,
I
and
got
it's
you
not right that I don't
that
love
wasn't
her,
the question.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the question.
No, that's true.
I think, people probably don't think I love Mary. I love Mary.
He loves
I
Mary.
I married
that
her.
Yeah, everyone.
Probably everyone.
Yeah,
I think didn't get her a gift. Don't know her
nah
birthday.
You're great. You guys love each other. It's awesome.
Listen, no, I love Scary Mary.
We're getting old, man. Shit's harder to remember.
I am 31 years old. I'm going to die soon.
Yeah,
old
you
age
got like a couple days left.
Dude. I know. I know.
Think about this.
I know.
You're 30. How yeah long do you think you're going to live?
Dude, honestly, me and cousin Brad were throwing some beers back the other yeah night. Everyone's fucking dead in our family.
So who knows?
Dude, my
what do you mean?
Like my Aunt Connie, God rest her soul, like 63 or something.
Oh, wow, that's young.
My mom, 55.
That's really young. Yeah.
My pops, my grandpa, like 52.
Shut up.
Yeah. Dude, everyone on my mom's side dies
and it was like super random young. Too. Like,
and random as F, dude. Just didn't even see it coming. No, I'm telling you, I got a good 20 years in me.
Although he might have a chance because there is one guy alive. So that's at least really the guys live kind of long.
Yeah, there is one. There is my Uncle Terry. Yeah, but
he's old.
He's old. Oh,
he's got grays.
He's in his early 60s.
Yeah, so. He helped like build Stonehenge, right?
Oh yeah, pretty much. Sure, in fact, he's chipping the old block. Yeah. No, but the guys do live longer on my side of the family because my uncle Terry is. Up there, you know. Yeah. I'm not up there,
no,
but
you're not up there at all, dude. You're 30.
He's probably 50, he's probably 57. My Uncle Terry.
Like, I'm not joking. I'm shooting for. I'm shooting for 100,
dude.
Ew,
that
why?
Yeah, that
why?
Sounds.
I don't wanna live
but
that
maybe
long.
Technology
I don't
by
that
then.
Long.
Maybe technology by then.
Why?
That's the thing,
yeah,
though, too. I'm
I
gonna have to
live
agree
to be like. 'Cause 75,
like,
80?
I don't know.
I agree with you.
I have fun.
I do too, but I just
feel like, when you're 100, are you really going to have that much fun?
Well, that's going to be the goal, right?
It's going to be new fun, though.
That's going to be the goal. I'm not going to be, well, I don't want to be like one of those old people, which most of them are, where they just sit.
You have to really
dude, they
if
can't
all they
do,
do
anything.
Is sit.
They can't do anything.
That's not 100%. They don't do anything. I have a neighbor. That dude, she's fucking 90 something and legitimately
crushing it.
Fucking walks everywhere.
Isn't that funny? That's
gardens,
how it is.
The drives.
Yes. Yep. You
that's
almost
scary.
Wish that 90-year-old could go up to the 70-year-old and be like, "What the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
get
like,
up
what
off
the
your
fuck
ass."
Are
you know what I
mean? You just retired. Why are you?
Yeah, it's
down?
There's not a lot of long livers in my family. My grandparents in England. Hell, my grandma's 90. And my grandpa's 86.
Maybe you should move over there.
Yeah. Maybe I should move over there.
The
but I think, though, like, I think
all
back
the
to their jobs and shit. They lived through World War II when they were kids, and they were fucking miners and doing this and that and all the... There was none of this... Like, not that there's chemicals in the food.
No,
but
you're right,
you know what
though.
I mean? Everything's raw.
We don't know how long people from our generation are going to live until we get to 80 years old, right?
Yeah.
And realize that everyone dropped dead from GMOs and MSGs.
Or something, exactly. or 5G.
Man, let me tell you, I feel that fucking GMOs,
Them glutens, dude.
I feel them.
No, dude,
I eat
for sure,
it,
dude.
And I'm just so heavy, bro.
For sure, yeah.
I'm just like... Fuck, I
no,
can't
there's,
move.
There's got to be something. It's funny because I don't want to get into it too much, but little Mare Bear, when she was younger, was like a little activist or like a little protester.
I went to protest for March Against Monsanto in Detroit.
Oh, that's awesome. That? Thanks for your service.
Yep. Thank you very much.
What's
Monsanto?
Monsanto
is like
the
whole GMO thing.
It's a GMO company.
They got so much crap, they
company.
Changed their name.
Yeah.
They were and they were pulling these weird moves where they would take their seed, because their seed's patented because it's GMO.
They've
so
patented
they would drop it in farms,
they would
and then they would,
other
they
people's
would
farms
get
and
the
steal
farm,
it.
Steal their land because they were growing
and
their product.
Those farmers were in debt to them for life because they like stole their seed.
And what was it, guys? Yeah. They would cross pollinate. So
that's correct. So then it was all your plants were now Monsanto plants.
Yeah. So you're fucking just growing these plants for these assholes.
And you cannot take their plants and replant the seeds. It doesn't work. You have to buy
every year. Yeah,
it's sterilized.
Yeah.
If the apocalypse happened, we wouldn't have food because you couldn't grow it unless you had their seed.
That's right.
Unless it was from an actual natural farmer.
Exactly.
No, and that's true. Organic. And listen, you know, I don't want to sound too crazy because it does help. Yes, it does help with bugs. Yeah. And there's certain things it definitely helps with famine and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, shit, you guys own corn now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
own corn. Corn.
You know what
man,
I mean?
I don't know shit about this.
No, that shit's pretty deep. It gets
they
you
don't
should
teach
you
that
should
shit.
It's pretty cool, man.
Hole.
I mean, it's not that it's cool, but it's a crazy thing to research. You learn a lot about our food market's doing because you know, your parents went to Italy and they said that they would eat like a whole dish and not really be like crazy full.
No,
it was good. You weren't hungry, but you weren't like destroyed and like tired.
Have to go to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where here it's like you eat like anything and you feel like you're like, dude, I need to take a nap, dude.
I know.
And you know what's scary? Not to get too crazy conspiracy.
It's fine.
The
we are crazy.
Yeah. We are crazy. Yeah. We are crazy. The baby food. What was it? Just I want to say in the last 5 years, 3 to 5 years.
They're doing it to babies too.
No, well, there's just
babies,
now
they're doing it to
when
us.
I did the march, and about 5 or 6 years ago, Mm-hmm. That was the first year that they came out with a non-GMO baby formula. So yeah. all those years were
isn't that
GMO
crazy?
And you got to remember,
so
that,
I'm a GMO
like,
baby.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
yeah.
you we don't know when they started using GMOs.
Yes,
because
yeah,
you
exactly.
Never told us.
Because they never said it until somebody figured it out somehow, which yeah. I don't yeah. know how. Probably yeah. a leak or something. And people complained, and now they have to
and
label
other
everything.
Other countries, it's illegal.
Dude, yeah.
really?
Yeah. That's correct. Yep. I think Australia, right?
In China. It's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
China,
if it's illegal in China? If it's
yes.
illegal in China, we
then
shouldn't
you
have
know
it
it's
here.
Bad.
Damn.
But I don't know. At the same time, it's like a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because, yeah, we're not getting famine from, you know,
also the statistics on how much they yield from their crops is a lie. They yeah. lie on that.
What do you,
you
mean?
Get the same I know, because
they're always
oh,
like, there's like
oh, oh,
when you
saying,
get the GMOs,
you
get
10 times more, it's a lie.
And then oh. the weird like slippery slope comes in where almost every food product's GMO.
Oh, because, everything, everything.
Because even like, you know, the carrot that you see in the store,
so
like
yes.
it
Whole
was
Foods.
Over, you know, even that. It's not, it doesn't have to be like a scientifically done thing, just like ball pythons or something.
Yes.
You breed the best carrot for thousands of years and you now have an orange carrot when normally they're yellowish white.
Yes,
also,
yeah.
You can buy organic and it's still GMO because you could that's grow correct. A GMO organically.
Yeah, that's mm. correct.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Listen, this is crazy conspiracy here.
Why are we
I
talking about
the
vegetables?
Government. I think the government's going to put GMOs in weed. They're
they already,
said it.
They already do. They already have
dude,
a
but don't you think, because you know weed, like, you know, legalize it. I don't think it has a lot of negative effects,
that's
but
correct.
Maybe the government
just
is
like cigarettes,
make GMOs.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, cigarettes fuck you up, but well, I mean the natural tobacco,
all I'm
going to
say
right?
is back
that's
in the
my
day,
point.
Though. Everyone
yes.
back in the
yes.
day wasn't getting cancer and dying from cigarettes. We only did it when they started
putting arsenic and cyanide and all kinds
the
of
additives and shit like yeah. that.
So why
I feel like we're scaring yeah. Noah. Right
I'm just
now.
Like, why are we talking about?
I don't know how this
like,
got here, but
carrots.
I don't know how it got
the
here.
The carrots
but
is
here.
Crazy.
Important.
I'm sorry.
The carrots mean something.
But no, maybe the government's gonna put GMOs in the weed, and then like 10 years are gonna be like, see, I told you so.
Told you exactly. it gives you cancer.
You're dying.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
GMO
you know what I'm saying?
I've said it 100
times.
Did
you know they put spider DNA into sheep into goats?
Yes, I actually.
Yes.
They give them Viagras.
No, they give spider DNA into goats.
So that when they milk when you milk the goat,
it's like a
when you milk the goat, you get a spider silk that's like 2 miles
yeah.
long.
Yeah. And it's like
that's
super strong,
up.
Right?
That's fucked up, I think.
I think it's
yeah,
cool,
why would you,
but it's fine.
Why would you
I think it's cool, but it's
spider,
fucked up. It's cool,
I agree.
But it's fucked
spider
up.
Webs in the
because it's
in
very
the
hard to be able to like raise up a bunch of spiders is very challenging where you can get one goat and get 20 times
yeah.
the
yeah.
amount.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
obviously. Right.
Wild. Bro.
All right, hold on. Real
sorry,
quick.
Everyone. We're really leaping
no,
down the rabbit
good,
hole.
Nathan Schneider says, "Have you heard about the Dear David ghost haunting?" I
no.
haven't.
Yeah. Lowy made a series about that Dear David yeah. stuff. Yeah, that was pretty interesting. But I feel like that is just a
story.
Just a story.
That jeweler guy says, "Dude, when I come, I'm totally bringing a
nope.
seance book, a Ouija board, and a bunch of LSD."
Oh,
man.
That's
we're
a date.
Good.
That's no. a date right there. We'll be
know.
In the mental ward with that shit.
Now let's get
honestly.
Down to the real bread and butter
chicken.
Conversation.
Oh,
chicken or ham?
Chicken.
Chicken all day though, right?
Chicken.
Ooh.
100%.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's a
no,
tough
not.
One.
I like
not
ham.
Even close.
All you eat more ham than chicken?
No, I mean
no,
I definitely say
like
we eat
ham.
More chicken.
But
I like
ham
too, but I love
think
chicken.
I would if they said chicken or ham for life chicken, 100%.
Yeah, man.
A broasted chicken. Which what
you
the
can,
hell is a
you
broaster
can make
first
chicken
of all?
Into anything.
Know.
All you can make ham into is fucking
ham, dude.
Ham
no,
rolls.
Ham isn't that good unless it's like heavily.
Man, it ain't even that good on Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
You
it's
eat
not.
It and you're just like, oh, this shit.
Deep.
I like the crusty shit on top
it's
where they
good,
put all the sugar
but like,
and
it's
all
not,
the. Yeah.
I only
that
have one slice and then I tap.
That was a very
give me the
good question.
Fucking dry
very
turkey.
And then Jamie said, "Gotta spread the love. $20. Thank you so
hey,
much."
Hey, Jamie.
Got hashtag
thanks,
carrots matter in the
hell
chat
yeah,
right
I've
now.
Seen
that's
that.
What I'm talking
seen
about.
That.
Carrots do matter.
They do, man. The good source of carrots.
All right, so now let's go back to.
Yeah, we've been jumping all around.
Quick segue.
I know.
Quick segue.
I know, dude.
I'm sorry, man.
I don't
we've
even
just
know
been
how
veering off,
happened.
Dude. I don't know.
So, Mary,
bear with us.
Yeah.
So let's get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
What's going on? What's up? I want to hear more about your grandma's
dude,
house.
Grandma.
The one
grandma.
Where you and your dad were raised up in. Where do we start? Let's
dude, where do
like
we, can I say something
wait,
about the little Pat your,
wait,
your
carrots.
And uncle have?
Dude. Can I finish?
I'm so sorry. It's very interesting. Very
wait,
interesting.
So this is what I was gonna ask. What was like your first thing that happened where you're like, that's ghostly? Like when you're at grandma's and you're like,
yeah, I want to know that too.
Karen, was that you? And then there's no freaking Karen.
No.
Okay, it'd probably be Karen. The little girl on the staircase was the first with thing the I blocks. Remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was
Dude,
other
tell
things.
Us that whole story. Did she already tell
I
us
think
that?
She might have.
Yeah, I did.
She it was yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She
have
she said that
been
at
here,
the,
dude?
The,
no.
the dude,
well,
she
well,
literally,
welcome back.
That was like the first thing she told us.
Dude, that's creepy though, dude.
It is creepy, but
so I will tell you this one. I don't even like to think about it. Seriously. I like suppress and I just remembered. So you know the Bloody Mary thing? Yeah. My cousin Tyler, I will say his name. Yeah. He's not listening, but I wish he was.
Shout out Tyler.
What up, Tyler?
Pushed me in that scary upstairs bathroom, which mm-hmm. was haunted.
What a prick.
He pushed me in there and it said Bloody Mary and he had the light switch for some reason was on the outside.
No.
Yeah. So he turned it off and I swear to Jesus, there was a lady behind me brushing her hair. Like in
Dude.
The mirror, but when you turn around, she wasn't there.
Bro.
And she had long black hair and she was just standing there, really creepy brushing, and I was screaming and he was holding the door shut.
Yeah.
Traumatized.
Dude. Literally.
Fucking Tyler.
That shit.
So funny.
I don't know. That dude, I was fucking freaked out when I made the video about it.
Can I tell you honest to God truth?
Like I don't like it.
I don't like mirrors.
And I hate my fucking bathroom now.
And that's probably where my phobia of mirrors came from.
Where I did that.
The haunted bathroom?
Dude, that's it started acting up after Bloody Mary, 100% being serious.
Dude, that's fucking why.
And like, I don't know. I'm being serious though. Like nothing used to happen in that bathroom until I made that video.
Let me tell you what, dude. I'm going to be 100% transparent on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Come right out and say it.
You're gay.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. You almost
Mary's got a male day. I've never had the balls to say Bloody Mary three times in a dark bathroom by myself. I've never done it.
Dude, I was
I've been
right
too
now.
Scared, dude.
I did, like, really? Research
I swear
and
to
shit.
God.
I was, like,
I was such a little scared bitch.
Spinning around with a candle.
No, dude. I've never
and, like,
I've
every,
never done it.
And, like, for the YouTube video. And every time, like... But in that video, 100% serious, all the only dog that we had, oh wait, no, we had Artie at the time when I made the video too. I think so. Maybe not. Either way, both the dogs were in the bed. My dad was in the bed too. My mom wasn't home. So, well, I was in the bathroom and I did it and I got really freaked out. So I blew out the candle, opened up the door and you hear it on the fucking G7X camera that I was using in the video. When I open up the door, there's a, like a growl.
What the hell?
And I scream like in the video. I go, woo! And then I run to my dad's room where he was. And in my head, while I was running, I was just like, it's okay. That was just Zeus. I probably stepped on his foot
or something.
Because it sounded doggish, like a growl. Like, woo! I turn the light switch on. My dad's in the bed. And the dogs are in the bed, too.
Jeez,
and dude, when
I
came out the bathroom, it was like right in my ear, and you literally hear it on the YouTube video. That's not
I'm gonna
in
have to
post.
Check that out. I haven't seen that one.
And I mean, I wish that we could hear the audio through our headphones. We're gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah,
soon.
We're working on it. I tried talking to Rob. We'll get him on.
Because then I'll pull it up now, but it would kind of defeat the whole purpose because we couldn't hear it.
Do you know the name of the video though? I could put like a link in the.
Yeah, it was just like Bloody Mary at 3 a.m. something
cool,
on my
cool,
channel.
Cool.
Yeah, man, but that shit was real, and honestly, it's fucking scary.
No, that man, that ghost shit really freaks me out, dude.
So
really
interesting, right?
No, it's like,
it is.
Especially when you have it happen to you, and you literally can't explain it, and you try to explain it
you
to yourself,
to, it
and there's like,
work.
There's no other way.
So my dad's bedroom that he grew up in that house,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that was like the portal there, and no one really went in that room, because it was really creepy, and all of us grandkids were afraid, so my grandma would put the kids she babysat to nap in that room. Mm. And
what a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you what, that closet door would never stay shut. It would shut and you can hear it latch and it wouldn't open. But then you'd come back in and that door would be open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the light would be on sometimes. And no one's in there. So this baby was sleeping and she was like 3 or 4. So she was able to like climb out of her crib if she really wanted to. And she would climb out all the freaking time. So we put a bell on the door so we could hear if she gets up. And that bell would go off all the time. We'd go up, and she's still sleeping.
No, I'm not doing it.
No,
I'm not doing it.
That's such like conjuring
then,
movie
shit. All I'm
thinking
shit,
is like,
that poor little baby was just trying to leave the ghost out of the room, and we kept putting her back in there.
Oh, my, you devils. That's what counselor terrible. Does she go to now?
Dude, you know she does. That's too.
Terrible.
You know she does.
That's the worst room out of the whole house.
And y'all put babies up in that bitch.
No, dude, that's like, well, why? That's like her that's dad. So I know. Rude. I know. Why you gotta be so rude?
Oh, shoot.
The, no, but even like her dad's new place that he got, yeah. That's the creepy part about California is, like I was saying, some of those houses, they just have been there for so long on that like little plot of land. Yeah. But he's even telling us about freaky stuff there, of course, the night after. And you just have a weird, eerie, creepy feeling sometimes. Yeah. You can like almost sense the energy in that place.
I get that.
That house that my dad lives in now, that was built in the late 1800s, okay?
Yeah,
and they're, like, refurbishing it. So they're, like, moving everything around, disrupting things, ripping up flooring. My stepmom walked into the kitchen, and they have a vase in the center of their counter. And, like, if this was the ledge of the counter, the vase was, like, this, floating on the edge. And she's like, what? And she's like, Matthew, come here. And he came in, and they're both staring at it, and it didn't move till she pushed it back on the table.
How the hell does that happen?
Why would someone tell me
when? When was this?
That was recent.
Maybe like a year ago.
Interesting. That's so crazy.
Yeah, like I said, my dad's a cop. He's not gonna make this shit up. You know what I mean? Like
the one thing I will say, it would have to have been completely perfect scenario. California earthquakes, mini earthquakes. Could it have shaken the empty base?
Bitch, what?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm trying to explain it so I can sleep at night, man.
Bro said. Earthquake go like this, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't shift the gravity. The bitch is like, whoa.
And it just like was there. I don't know. I don't know.
Move it onto the table.
Why would you touch it?
She's just
leave
next time,
it.
Tell her to just take a photo with her phone.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to see that.
Love to see
I know. That's what I was just thinking, too. Why don't you take a
picture? Why wouldn't you take a fucking photo?
Yeah, like, that's the first thing I do.
That's the biggest proof.
No, I don't
be like, look at how crazy this is. You would lose it.
I don't think that your first thing would be
100% would be
my first
thing.
You're shitting your pants.
Yeah.
So,
and
then you move it and you're like, all right, maybe I should have taken a picture.
Yeah, that's exactly what
that
happens.
That is crazy, man.
No, when they told me that, I got the biggest goosebumps. I'm like, I'm leaving. We're done here. I'm going to get a hotel next time.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
My dad's haunted, though, I swear.
We actually haunted that ghost at that house. I don't
you
know
guys
if you
haunted the
in.
Ghost?
No, I don't want to get into that.
That's
yeah,
a,
I
that's a bad
in.
Story.
I don't want to get
that's
into
a bad
that.
Story.
You haunted the ghost?
Yeah, we effed that ghost up. I gave him a freaking uppercut, dude.
I want to hear it.
Dude, so, you know, we go out there. I'm so sorry, Mary.
Mary can plug your ears or something.
So we go out there to California.
Yeah,
California. Of course this happens. Your boy Eric gets like a abscess or a boil in between his butt cheeks.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Bitch, what?
This
was bad.
I didn't want to talk.
It was like a lump in between my butt cheeks, maybe like an ingrown hair or something.
I thought you were saying like, oh, it's so scary. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, it's scary. Oh, it's real scary. It's real scary.
A boil in between them cheeks.
Dude, so maybe a hair got ingrown or something. So your boy Eric's uncomfortable. A few days go by. We're going to grandpa's for the Christmas party. At this point, this thing's the size of
an
effing golf ball.
No.
Okay, it's like pushing my...
She says...
It's pushing my butt cheeks apart. I can't even sit and be careful. So your boy Eric, I'm like, Mary, goddamn it. I said, get a needle and meet me in the room in 5 minutes. I take a shower, I get out.
Yeah.
So I'm laying on the bed. I'm so sorry, but this ghost, if he would have seen that, I'm ass up, spread cheeks, and Mary's in there with a needle trying to poke it, you know, to like pop it. What if that ghost came in there and seen that?
Well, we're done.
He's Eric, done for. It didn't work. It didn't work.
You said you haunted
it. She just stabbed it and it fucking really hurt for the rest of the trip. She was stabbing the shit out of him like, oh. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, pop that fucker. There's something in there, man.
Dude, what
in
the fuck?
I'm so sorry, Mary.
I thought we were talking about ghosts.
Yeah, that ghost came in and seen me spread cheeks, my hairy butthole, and it probably ran the other
God.
Way. I'm sorry. I'm
you know,
sorry.
It's funny because really Noah was saying how we have limited ads. Wonder why, dude.
Before we even started streaming, the stream was already demonetized.
Yeah.
Dude, but like, we could maybe get some like butt cheek cream or something.
Yeah, we could
know?
Get some butt cheek cream.
I know.
Yeah,
some of that butt cheek cream money. I'm so sorry.
It's so crazy.
See, I need to sit down with
you
before a
podcast. I just figured that we were talking about ghost stories.
That's scary,
that's
dude.
Why I tried to stop it.
I'm
right,
sorry.
But you were saying
she
earlier,
really
like,
did.
Oh, I don't want to talk
about
it.
You
should have
said this is disgusting. We're not going
to talk
about it.
It's a ghost story.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about ghosts.
It happens. Drop in the chat if you ever had a ingrown hair.
All right, yeah, please. Hashtag ingrown hair. Brandy Crawford says, sending so much love from Indigan. That's
fun to Indigan.
Sorry, I had a stroke there for a second.
No, you're fine.
From
buddy.
England, y'all are amazing. Euros.
Thank you so much,
and
Brandy.
Larry R.
Thank
says, you. What hotels around the Reptarium or Duh Reptarium have smoking rooms? Probably all of them. You just have to ask.
Yeah, probably all of them.
Jason A., he's a moderator, so shout out to Jason. Thanks for helping out back over there, Jason. He says, I have a child ghost in my house that plays with my kids' toys and called me daddy.
That is creepy.
Y'all need me on to share some stories. All are real.
Damn. Oh, okay. That's a good segue.
Yes, it is.
So my cousin, shout out Brandon, even though I called you ugly earlier.
We called you ugly too, so it's fine.
Ouch.
We're just joking. So we're both beautiful. Anyways, like he was saying, you guys should have me on. My ghost stories are all real, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do this thing in the future. Again, shout out Brandon. It's going to be called Roast My Ghost.
Oh, yes, dude.
Dude, I like this.
And what it's going to be is I'm going to make an Instagram account for checking in very shortly. And by very shortly, I need to write it down and do it after this podcast.
I'll try
and
remind you.
Yeah, just write this shit down for me, if you don't mind. And what I want you guys to do is film yourself selfie mode and tell a story, one of your ghost stories, you know, try to make it short, like 5 minutes or so, like max, right? And we want to react to your story live onto the podcast. We'll have Jay like review it before we have it on the podcast, because obviously we're hoping that multiple people will send us some of these stories, so we'll have a lot to choose from and pick our favorites. So if you guys have any ghost stories, I'm going to make that Instagram account, and I'll write a comment in this stream once the account is up. And yeah, just go over there and DM that account.
That is a great idea, because it's so easy just to whip up a checking in, right?
People will say a quick story, and then, you know, it'll give us something, an extra, like, bit to do on the podcast.
I think that'd be really cool.
I think it'll just be interesting, because, like we say, is, like, we're so intrigued by this stuff that it's going to be fun for us, too.
Oh, 100%.
It's
going
to be a blast.
I love hearing ghost stories, man.
Right,
100%.
Exactly.
And I think that's going to be a cool part about the podcast, too. It's always going to be evolving, new segments, this, that.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think that'll be really, really cool. Whoa.
All right, you guys.
Take a look at them balls. That's a funny picture.
Hold on. What was her name? Heavenly.
My God. Look at this, you guys.
Hold on. Give me one second. I'm going to send it another.
This is my dad's band photo. Look at him.
Dude.
Top left.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
That's incredible.
Is Uncle Dwayne in there? No.
Hold on. I can't even tell you which one's Brian.
Okay.
Top left with the blonde hair.
Who stole this?
The blonde.
Who stole this from
dad's
my
dad's the only
my
blonde.
My nightstand.
Yeah.
I literally don't know where this came from.
That's crazy.
I've never seen that before. Oh, look at this one.
Oh my gosh.
This is Brian.
He's always loved snakes. Look at the cobra on the front. That's the first thing I noticed.
I can't see. Oh, there it is.
That's incredible.
Dude, you guys must have just rocked the effing house. Look at that. You know what I mean?
Isn't that awesome? So thanks, Heavenly, for the good,
thank you
for helping us out with
that. Like, I don't want to sound weird. Dad. They look sexy.
Dad, who's okay? that guy?
Look at that.
Who's the guy with the revolver in his mouth?
That's not a revolver.
No, there is one. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, there is.
I've got a pretty good story.
But
about
what
this
I was going to say was,
oh God,
I was talking about the guy with the peck tat, like peck.
This is
that
crazy.
One with the gun.
Put another picture up, Jay. I want to see what Noah's saying.
With like the pentagram on his chest. This one. It's like bleeding.
It's the same guy with the gun.
Oh, okay.
He's hardcore.
He knows how to party, dude.
This is an interesting story.
Let's see the gun now.
Listen, this is an interesting story.
Okay.
His name was Scott.
He was the best man at my wedding.
No way.
His name is now Rachel.
Oh, okay.
Her name. That's awesome. Her name.
Nothing wrong with that.
Her name.
Her name.
But is that a scar? Like, did he cut that into it? Looks like it's bleeding.
That's what I said.
Was it just makeup?
Was it just makeup?
Makeup.
Oh.
That's funny.
Sure.
Look at my dad looks like a...
We may have done a lot of drugs back then. I'm not sure if that's real or not.
It happens to the best of us. The 80s were crazy.
Dude, look at Brian right here.
It looks so smooth, your skin.
No, I'm telling you, they all look sexy. Like...
Yeah, they're hot.
Zoom
yeah,
in on sure. that guy's face. Look by that guy, hair. I mean my dad.
Look at the hair.
Oh,
so look at that. Hairspray.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Dude, that's real hair.
You guys must have just rocked the house,
yeah,
dude.
If only I would have had a brand deal with Aquanet.
You would have been crushing it, dude.
Oh, that's
that
hilarious.
Is so cool. I love that. I love that.
That's great.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
That's incredible.
Oh, man.
Man, you had such... My dad looked like Borat when he came up.
Oh,
like,
stop.
There's a picture and he looks like Borat.
He looks no. like Borat. He has a big mustache yeah. and a cowboy hat. Wore, I'm like, that's freaking Borat.
He wore the one-piece thong?
No, I wish. I wish. That'd have been gold. But no, yeah. your dad is so much cooler my than my dad.
My grandpa did.
Oh, man.
They had a swimming
you know
pool in their European. Backyard, and my mom would have like her friend
oh,
over.
Oh, no.
And then he
the
would
The guy
come
I
out.
Met?
Yeah.
Oh, because he was in Nam. He's seen some shit.
Exactly
that's
why he was wearing the thong.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I seen some shit you got too.
Yeah. I got to put you through what I've been through, kid.
Yeah. That's right. That's awesome.
And then my mom could, like, never have a pool party
yeah, that
again.
That sucks. Are
every
you sure
time
the
she
ladies
would.
Weren't probably wanting to come over there and see him?
Probably they not. Were not. He's, oh, a, no. he's a hairy Italian.
Oh, yeah. No, somebody was like
a hairy
that.
Italian.
A hairy Italian.
So, it's not
with,
pretty
with
set.
Some battle stories, I'm sure.
You guys
with them. Some battle stories, for
yeah.
sure.
Let's burn through a couple of these. Somebody, sure. I don't know how to pronounce the name, Mahin or Majin, says do a 24-hour podcast in the future.
Oh, man.
That would be crazy.
My voice hurts after two.
I could yeah. do it same. If, like, we had mobile equipment.
And not only that, but, like, it's mm-hmm. going to be really difficult mm-hmm. to not only keep the stream running, but yeah. also to keep everything going well. And
yeah.
then, like you said, like what do we talk about for 24 hours, man? That's crazy.
Yeah, like a part of it would be like me sleeping, me eating potato
right.
chips.
No,
yeah,
you couldn't you know sleep.
What
I mean? That'd just be rough. No.
What if we like
sleep? Yeah.
No.
Right.
I mean, we could
right.
like cycle people in and out.
No.
No. It same would, people the whole time?
Yeah.
All right, let's
and
do
we
it tomorrow.
Just have, like
down?
Fucking a
yeah, we'll start tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll start tomorrow.
We'll have a little fire right here.
That's
just to yeah. stay warm cuz it does get a little cold.
All right.
We'll have to bring my bird in.
All right, so Sarah Ruiz says, gave another $5. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
Thank
off to
you,
work.
Sarah.
Another 6 to 3 a.m. shift. They're crushing it out there.
Man.
For the great laughs. Love smoking and watching before work. Love you guys. Bye, Mary.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Bye. Hell yeah. She's getting a lot done.
Use an X-Acto yeah. knife next time, bro, to
dude.
Eric's butt boil.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
dude,
no.
that's a
there's
really
$2
good
for
idea.
That X-Acto knife.
No, could, thanks, brother. I should have used one.
I bet you
one.
Could cut it around it, like, and
I would
take
have.
It off.
I just would
like,
have. It was very uncomfortable. Mary was standing back. It was going to fucking explode.
Juice. It was
yeah.
juice.
Boom! It that, never popped.
That boil was
it just
juicy.
Eventually went away.
So we got
thank
see,
you,
Jessica. Gave $5. Said love watching your vlog. One of my favorite channels. You and Eric are hilarious.
Thank you.
Joel says Eric and Mary, will you be at Tenley Park in March?
Man, no.
That is the weekend of the
no,
Reptarium
yes,
opening.
Yes, that is the weekend.
So no.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Jessica.
Yeah, thank you. And Joel, if we do make it out, it might maybe be October.
Sunday.
Maybe.
Oh. No, the October.
Okay. The October show. Yeah, we okay. might go out for then.
Last one is Larry R. Do a vid react to Behemoth, zero father, zero Satan, zero son. I don't know what any
I don't know
is.
What that is. We'll
I
have
think
to look
those,
that up.
I think those zeros were like spaces.
Like spaces. That's what I thought, but that's still crazy.
Okay, we got a few more.
Yeah, and Bandy Crawford.
Yes!
You know what you do a 24-hour challenge where he's tied to Eric. We've actually talked about
we
that
have,
yeah,
we have
I'm
talked
too scared.
About
I don't want to. Like,
I wouldn't want to do it
I
either.
Don't, yeah, that's what I mean. That's his wire.
Dude, what
yeah.
if he gets a butt boil, yeah. dude?
Exactly, and I'm going to have yeah. to pop it. I'm just not yeah. touching your fucking butt boil.
Listen, no, we've been together for a couple years now, bud. You're just yeah. going to have to do it. Yeah. We're friendship all about.
Step up, idiot.
Yo, we have 666 viewers on this weird spooky.
Whoa.
Podcast.
Yeah,
this
is a little, oh, thank God. One laugh. Thank God, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all seriously need to check out Hauntings, Ghost Stories here in West Virginia. Might even find you Bigfoot.
Ooh, West Virginia is kind of spooky,
creepy,
man.
Yeah.
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
West Virginia's, ooh, it's
where,
spooky.
What, the Civil War?
Eric, you don't play Call of Duty or anything anymore.
No,
right? Back
I,
in the
I
day,
haven't.
Right?
I haven't had a system since the white Xbox 360.
Oh, damn.
I have one of those in my basement.
Dude, they're too. Badass. I mean, oh, yeah. I love to game. I just haven't got into it, man.
I have, it's, like...
What time do you have?
I played
you
know? So much Xbox, I would run through them like fucking...
For real?
Gum. I have,
dude.
Like, three Xbox 360s.
Heck yeah, dude.
I remember back in the day when I got that, I spent like $500.
Oh, I know,
I like
dude.
Got that.
That's
I got a couple games,
cost,
and I'm like,
yeah.
after that system crapped out, I'm like, I'm not going to...
That's how
yeah.
they get you.
It's how they get you, though, man.
Shit's fun,
for real.
Though. I love playing it.
It's
I just got
a
new
blast.
One.
I go over to my buddy Ryan's house and we'll play. What's that new one with the dang? And this has been a couple years, but it's like the Call of Duty with the jetpacks.
That one sucks.
That one sucked.
Advanced what Warfare, was that? Bro.
It's almost like a knockoff of Halo.
Yeah, fucking it is, because you can like boost over and shit. I didn't like that shit.
No, nobody did. You're not the only one.
Okay, good.
This one's
good,
pretty good, though. Modern Warfare.
The newest one?
Yeah, it's called Modern Warfare.
I used to play all that shit, dude.
And I like it because, yeah, I do play it. And the customization is awesome, man. Like,
you can do everything,
right? In the old ones, yeah, pretty much.
Gun skins and
armor. In the old ones, like, you would have a Desert Eagle, and you could, like, make it gold. But you couldn't put any attachments on it.
Oh,
but in this
shit.
One, dude, you can put like a fucking oil can as a suppressor.
Shut
and
up.
Have like a sniper scope and a 15-round mag.
No
and something.
Way.
Dude, yeah, you can just pimp the fuck out of all your guns. And like you can make your AKs little Dracos. You can like customize everything to the T. I could have the AR pistol or I can make it a regular AR.
No
like,
shit.
I can
I
give
love
it
games
NATO
like
rounds.
That.
Like,
what
I can give it everything.
What was that game? I used to play this game where you could do that. War of Two? War of Two?
Yeah.
Is it War of Two?
It's
or?
Something like that. I know exactly
like
what
two,
you're talking about.
It's not Gears of War, right?
No, not
Gears of War. There was
Army
two.
Of Two.
Army of Two.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that game was pimp. I played the shit out of that.
That
but you could get, like, the gold AKs. Yeah. Not customized like you're saying, but that was the last game I remember that was like, this shit's dope, you know, but...
Video games weren't allowed in my house, so...
Just demons.
Yeah.
Just demons.
The only games you could play was the Ouija board.
No, literally the only video game we had was Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh
that
Nerd
shit.
Alert.
No,
Nerd
that
Alert.
Was fun,
no,
though,
that was
dude.
A lot of fun. That was a lot
shit,
of fun.
You're just like,
oh, yeah. Dude, we used to go up here down the road to that arcade CG Barrymore's, what the hell
yeah,
is it called?
Yeah,
CJ.
CJ
Barrymore's.
That's CG.
Dude, you'd
CJ.
Go up there and the goths would be lined up out the building
oh,
wait
dude,
to get on
that
Dance
Dance
Revolution.
Dude, yeah, that was
the
shit.
Fucking goths love Dance
Dance. Yeah, that was
the
shit. That's how they learned how to dance.
Yeah.
Have you seen them dance?
Dude, it's an incredible video.
Yes,
dude.
Under the overpass.
And they put different songs to it.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Dude, yeah, they put different
but
songs.
But they dance like they're dancing on Dance Dance Revolution.
Dude, yeah,
they are.
It's pretty amazing. The little goth crew I used to roll with was like that.
Literally remember that shit, though. Like, you would go into a little arcade, and that fucking machine, that Dance Dance
dude,
would be a line, bro.
A
and,
line
and
of
I,
people.
Like, I would only get to play it if it was, like, one of those days where the arcade was empty.
Yeah.
And
Tuesday
like, oh,
at, like, 11:30.
Nobody's
check
here
out,
today.
This is,
yeah. this is it. Yeah. And the sad part is I used to hang out with these. Not sad. I mean, that's cool. I used to hang out with kids just like this. I was a little goth. I was a goth.
You're a little goth, dude?
Oh, back in the day.
Look at
I got to find the pictures.
Crushing it, though, for sure.
Dude, this guy with the blue hair, man, are those extensions or is that real?
Those are extensions.
I don't know, but that shit look good.
Dude, and the gas masks, too, man. I love that. I freaking love
that's
that.
So good, dude.
It just reminds me of the kids I used to roll with. And we were smoking, what were those damn... Those black cigarettes.
Cloves.
Those,
oh, cloves, dude.
We were smoking cloves.
Yeah, man.
Drinking Starbucks and shit.
Skateboarding
like,
and stuff,
my
dude.
Fucking dad, man. He's
such a jerk.
Prick. Yeah, yeah.
He told me I had to take the garbage out.
Yeah.
Like my old boss.
Oh, my God.
At construction, he would smoke those and I think they're called Al Capones.
Al Capones, dude.
Oh, those are bombs.
He would buy a box of Capones,
God,
man.
He came in that
dude.
Plastic little thing. Dude.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be like, these are so good. Take one.
God, and they're terrible.
I'd be like, oh,
they're really bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
So bad. And we'd just be like mulching shit. Just
oh,
smoking Capones.
If you inhale them, you'll fucking almost
fall
over.
Yeah,
dude.
Dude,
that's
yeah,
a joke.
That's what you want to do.
For real.
You're fucking dying.
We used to do that with Black and Mild's kids.
Yes,
don't do drugs. Smoke kids, by the way.
Yeah.
But you used to do those. You ever heard of freaking a Black and Mild?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Dude, where they would like empty it out into the thing.
Yeah.
Whoa, that too. I thought they called that 151 something. I don't know. But we used to loosen it up and pack it back in there so it would like hit strong.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude.
You'd, like,
I know
almost puke, man,
yeah.
Jay, right?
Dude,
I mean,
straight up. I
holy
think I might
shit.
Even have puked before.
Dude, for sure. I have.
Everyone's
for
got
sure.
to.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got to throw up.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Mary? You smoking some cigars?
You smoke
when you
cigars?
You,
when
you
I was
freaking
younger,
that joint?
When I was younger, I did do the grape flavor cigars.
Ooh, that's
were my favorite.
Yeah, but you weren't smoking the cigar, though. She was busting that bitch down.
Yeah, she was. She's probably splitting. Oh, shit. No, and it's funny. I mean, poor Mary, like, growing up in a, you know, cop household, that was probably pretty tough
Me
to get away
too,
with.
Me too, bro.
You and Daddy was a cop.
Oh, the lieutenant in corrections, bro.
Oh, my God.
I would have a clean bowl in the house, and he'd smell the glass, dude.
Exactly.
Just come grab that shit.
Gosh.
I got so much trouble all the time, bro.
I never smoked in my house until after my parents got a divorce.
Yeah. Yeah, then you blame them for it. You're like, that's why I smoke.
My mom
aren't together.
No, my mom exactly. is so cool. My mom took me to get my medical marijuana card in California.
What a lady. Let's pray for her.
No, I love her.
Wow. She didn't want me to buy marijuana off of the streets. That is dangerous.
That's a good mom right there.
She is a good mom.
No, Mama Shackelford's a good one.
That's a good
class
name.
Act. Mm-hmm. Love her. Mama Shackelford. She calls me a little teddy bear and she hugs me and shit.
She's so cute.
She's the sweetest lady. She buys me shit.
She buys me shit?
Dude, she bought me that. You know that t-shirt I wear with the Bucks on it and the fucking American
flag?
Cool
t-shirt. Yeah, she only buys them like
that's a fucking
dope
one.
That's a good t-shirt. I like that
I said,
one.
Bitch, I love you. But no, it's good. It's good shit, dude. It's good shit.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Eric, you have a couple stories.
Oh, dude,
don't
we got
you?
Dub 4 or 5 real quick. He says, I'm going up a cigar right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, get freaky, baby.
Get freaky, baby.
Split it open.
Split that dudgy.
What's rabbit tobacco? Ever heard of rabbit tobacco? No, never heard of that.
Sounds scary.
No.
Yeah, let's bust open one of them sheets.
What you got? What's that sheet you got right there?
Got some breaking stories.
Show me that sheet.
You know, some of them are cool, some of them aren't.
So I know there's one of them that you didn't send me. So just, I think it's something about a dog or something.
Let me
see this.
So that one here. Take a look at that. That's a nice palate cleanser. That's a cute story.
Okay, so we're not going to read this one.
Okay.
Virginia dog brings home orphaned bear cub.
Dude, it's so sweet. And the wildlife department. No, it's alive. It's alive. It's not dead. Let's just.
Oh, no, dude.
It's not dead or nothing, but real quick.
I know it's not dead.
Oh, okay. But the wildlife people took it and they healed it back to health.
Right,
we're
oh,
done.
Shit.
We're done.
All right. Next story then. Okay.
Oh, this one is actually. I'm not on TikTok. I know a lot of the kids are on the talk.
Yeah. That's right.
But this was actually a video on here. This poor kid. Okay, so supposedly this happened yesterday. His name is Zach McWhorter. Okay, he's going...
McWhorter?
I got it right here. Cool.
Dude, yeah, okay.
This hold on to your nuts.
Mother effer, dude. 18 stitches, I want to say. 18 stitches in his ball sack, sonny.
Can we watch that?
Watch the TikTok. He's one of those pole vaulters.
This is the TikTok.
Look at this. Look at this.
Fucking dick tip, bro.
Oh my God, that was
crazy. It ripped the tip off his dick.
Dude, and like, not that it doesn't look bad, but it doesn't look like 18 stitches, man.
That's crazy.
Dude. Bro, but you gotta think, all his weight was on his balls.
Yeah, you're right. Dude, your fucking balls are like tissue
paper.
You know what I mean?
It's like below your bloogies, your little boogies into the napkin.
And it blows right through it.
And like, it's the wet, like, part of that napkin. Right?
You can breathe on it and it'll rip, dude.
It feels like it, too.
You could blow on it and it would rip that shit.
I feel really bad.
If you stretch it out enough, you can see through it.
You're just like,
that shit translucent.
Damn, dude.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, so.
It has over 18 million views on TikTok. That's really wild. But he's a 21-year-old student there at BYU.
Got no more balls.
Holy
shit.
Doesn't
have to worry about having kids, I guess.
Mm-mm. I'd get a couple
marbles.
Couple fake ones.
I'd like
those little magnets that make the buzzing sound.
Oh, or those. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Incredible.
But that's really something else. That's that. This other story, I just thought it was really interesting.
BYU.
I'll
kind of
look through this chick right here.
Okay.
Look at this beautiful girl right here.
All
right. Okay. She's all right, right?
She's pretty.
Definitely on the, smasher pass list for sure, right, Jesus. Mary?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Look at her now, though.
She looks better.
I
like her better.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people say that, tomato, potato, whatever you think, but she actually, Jay, has an Instagram. Your boy Eric follows.
No shit, Eric.
Eric follows that,
dude. Just because it's really incredible.
Up.
Dude, she got her effing eyeballs
tattooed. I like
tattooed.
Her tattoos, man.
Yeah,
she looks
crushing.
Good.
Yeah, it looks good.
So this girl here, I think she said she started when she was around 16 years old.
Oh, man.
Getting tattoos. She obviously
see the rest of this
does. No, scroll on down, baby. Let's see what we got, man.
No.
Spank Bank.
Spank Bank. Shit, that's fucking gold.
Spank Bank.
That's incredible.
Her Instagram is definitely provocative, I will say that.
you think, dude?
What was that on her stomach? What was that on her stomach? Down one, yeah, right there.
It's
what
a
is
moth.
That?
Yeah,
like that's a...
What do they call that?
I was talking about the one
death moth,
lower.
A little right devil lady.
It's like a little devil lady. Look at the ones demon on the side. They're like little demons. There's a lot of intricacy.
Yeah. Supposedly, she has over 250 tattoos, which I think is easily,
I think,
you know,
that
fathomable.
But you got to think about the ink, though, because, like,
dude,
she might call one of those big ones one tattoo, no, which it is.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It
takes
I
up
know
so
yeah, like
much mass.
Jay, scroll up. That wasn't no bullshit, dude. Filter. That's, she got her GD eyeballs tattooed, dude.
That's
her eyeballs
real
are tattooed.
Like,
that's
blue. Bright blue.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh,
and,
look at her chin. She's got, like, that teddy bear, like, when the teddy bear is broken, they like stapled it and shit.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Stitched it up. That looks cool.
It definitely, yeah, I think she did get some sort of modification done to her face. It says here, you know, she was just saying in the article here that her eyeballs are the most intense pain by far.
Yeah, no shit. It's your eyeballs. Yeah.
You know what? And I was kind of, before the show started, I just wanted to get some more info. Obviously, not trying to sound like a creep, so I was on her Instagram. And she was just saying in a video about, oh, I'm not going to go to like some foreign country to get this surgery done. So that's probably the best thing. Cause yeah, I know a lot of these people go to countries
and get illegal,
illegal surgery.
I'm trying to look around. That's why I'm moving for the glare, but that's a snake on her face right there on her left eye.
Oh yeah. 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 She's an Aussie. So she's from Australia, but no, she says she got her first one and was like completely
look at what it says
addicted to getting, but
eye.
What I was going to say was, is it's about, in U.S. dollars, about $26,000.
Not bad.
In tattoos.
Not bad. That's
you know,
what
that's
said
what Mary was saying, too. I thought,
like, dude, her
cheap
whole body's covered.
Yeah, she has to know someone,
covered,
right?
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
100%.
Obviously.
That's not bad.
I was like, people get their backs done and then, like, a leg and it costs that much.
But
yeah,
if it's
you
done
know
by somebody that's,
a big
like,
person,
big,
yeah.
Yeah.
From what I was reading, though, I think this girl went through a lot of traumatic stuff when she was younger, and what she was just trying to say on here was, like, getting tattoos and modifying her body really helped her out a lot and helping her, you know, express...
feel like you're taking control of your life, yeah, right? In some
you're
way
taking control and you're expressing yourself, which more power to you.
I love them, too.
Tattoos are cool. Yeah, I think I'm the only one down here on the podcast without a tattoo. Yeah.
You don't have
changing
that
I don't
tomorrow
even have one.
You are
I want
right
to get one. I want to get one.
There's a place across
a
the
one
street, dude.
Yeah.
Let's go right now.
No, literally, I don't think he could do it.
Shut up, Mary. I'm a tough man.
I don't know.
Well, I am a little bit of a bitch.
I have so many ideas. I'm just waiting for artists now.
No, I know. That's. I think the hardest part to me is I can't even decide what I want to eat for lunch, let alone get something permanently.
I search, oh my God, I search basically every day for tattoo artists in Michigan.
For real?
In Michigan. I can't find a single one I like.
No.
Why what, dude,
none.
What's
not
his name's coming out?
Single
I mean, it
one
might be a dickhead move to be like, oh, you're out here, give me a tattoo.
I don't.
Tyler Nolan, right?
It's
he's an artist.
Like, I mean, maybe, but
you
I don't really like his
weird about that.
Like, not
no
hit his
like
tattooing.
Styling,
like, it's or not my style. Yeah. I like.
Okay.
What does he do?
Okay.
Like traditional or stuff?
I don't know what he does.
I don't know what he does either.
I look
I don't
at
know
it,
what he does.
I don't
either
know what it's classified
okay
as.
Okay, okay, maybe.
But do you think that's why those guys have so many tattoos? Do they fucking tattoo themselves?
Some
do.
Yeah.
Some do for sure.
My buddy Ryan is fucking covered in shit.
Probably Jeff did himself.
Collects from other people too.
I was gonna say. Plus, you're friends with a bunch of tattoo artists, so it's like you're just
yeah
hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're almost like a, not a guinea pig, but how do you start out?
With
a
tattoo?
People
yeah,
start
like
on themselves.
How,
a lot of people do.
Or, wow. Oh, you mean
oh,
like
tattooing.
Like, how does someone just say, okay, here we go, it's my first tattoo. Obviously, they're drawing their, but I'm sure holding the gun is like a completely
so they
different
have
animal.
Fake, so I bought Maria, she actually still has it, so we should actually give some tattoos. That'd be hysterical. But
yeah.
Usually there's like these fake sheets where it's like a latex material that kind of represents skin. So you would practice on that. Then usually practice on yourself to understand how hard you have to go without hurting somebody.
Really?
And then you just move on to, hey, my friend said that they'd let me tattoo their leg, so I'm just going to put like a smiley face
yeah
on the leg
somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say, don't be a guinea pig because I did that.
And you'll regret it for sure.
Because then they put too much ink in. These are my first tattoos on my wrists, and they were really cheap. They were like $10 because they were his first ones. Don't do it, people.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Fuck. Wait till you're older and have money to pay for the dope stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what I would.
That's why I'm waiting.
Yeah, you're smart. Seriously.
I'm trying to.
That's what your dad did.
Yeah.
Your dad waited till he had money and he goes to Bob Tyrell, who's a legend, dude.
Dude, you're waiting. You're covered, dude. You're going straight.
He has one tattoo.
I have one.
And it's actually a dope tattoo.
It's really dope.
I only have one.
It's really dope.
Yeah, I mess with it.
Like, that's what I'm saying. If I could get a tattoo like that, if I knew it would look quality.
That's
like
why
that.
You wait for the artist.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no rush.
Maybe
we,
one day.
But we got 100. We got 100 set.
My God.
From, I don't know. It's some Swedish
Patricia.
But she's hooking it up. I love you guys. Love from Sweden. We
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
I'm into Swedish metal, so it's all good.
All right. Dude, sweet. Oh, pork skin, they're saying. Yeah, pig skin.
Yeah, oh, pig skin.
There's like certain fruits and stuff, too, you can do.
Oranges.
Oranges, probably.
Orangelos.
Right? Orangeloos.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's cool.
How you feeling?
What else is there?
That was it.
No.
That was all the articles.
He printed out all the pictures of her body.
Where I could just pull them off.
Yeah.
You know those are going home.
Yeah, they're going home.
Here, let me look through.
What a waste of trees.
Look at all this. Look at all these pictures I have.
It's incredible.
Yeah, why'd you print that?
You print out the whole fucking page.
Yeah, look at that one.
Oh, wait, let me see that one.
Yeah, let me see that. I'll trade you. They're like trading cards.
Let me keep this one.
I'm going to hang these on the back door of the bathroom, if you know what I mean. No, yeah, for sure. She is a very beautiful lady, but that art, that's crazy. That's just crazy to commit like that, man, isn't it? That's
quite frankly
committed right there. That's crazy. I feel weird that being the
top. Can you put
photo.
That away, man?
Yeah, let's put that away.
I'm getting a little
distracted.
He's getting
real distracted.
Yeah. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
I see
you. I'm only a man.
I'm a weak, weak soul.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mary will tell you,
bro.
I had to unfollow some of those girls on Instagram.
I would
too
hope
much.
You would.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, no, not
that's
not
all he fucking follows.
And no,
then
it's
people
not.
See,
yes, it
see
is.
Ass on my feed, but I literally follow all the shit he follows, so I know what he sees.
Oh, yeah. That's so smart.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
So he doesn't know I follow probably some of them. But
I unfollowed some of them because I'll look at it, and it's just like, I can't. I'm doing something. I'm on lunch break. I don't want to be sexually aroused.
Yeah.
Eat a chicken nugget.
Yeah, dude. I know. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why
y'all stupid.
I literally, all I follow now, because I 100% relate.
No, for real.
Just like
for real.
Sports pages,
yep.
Memes.
Things you enjoy
besides
sexual things.
Yeah, dude, no more of that. Like, I don't even know if I follow one anymore.
Well, it's funny because between Mary and then Mary's sister, we always like send memes to each other. Mm. And just like her sending me stuff, I had to follow so many.
She's one of those people
pages.
That sends the private pages.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, I'm following probably 25 private meme pages. Just to like some
probably
funny
more.
Stuff, probably freaking more. But I was starting to go through and unfollow some
I
stuff.
I love memes.
No, dude, memes.
Everybody loves
great
memes.
Ones.
VMAs.
Memes, dude.
Why are they
sure.
so funny?
Because you can find one to relate to anything.
It's
anything.
Almost like inside jokes, but our whole entire generation is having inside jokes.
With yeah,
them.
You're right.
So it's just so funny, man. I
yeah,
love it.
It
I
is.
Really
it is
it.
So funny.
I was showing my grandpa back in England some memes. He was laughing his old
really?
Ass off.
Oh, dude, yeah. They wish they had that.
No,
back
they
then.
Really
did. They had
really
the funnies.
Do.
That's
and,
it, dude.
Yeah. What was it? It was like because they, you know, are like the head of the little church they go to and stuff. And
oh,
it
God.
Was one. It was. It was Jesus, and he said, "Remember, kids, if you don't sin, I died for nothing."
Oh, no. That's a good
he
joke.
He told that to everyone we see, and
oh,
I swear to God,
no.
He's like, "Hey, Rick, what is it again?"
Tell me that funny meme.
Yeah, I'm like, tell that at your church. He's like, "Oh, I definitely will."
Oh,
so funny.
Man. He probably did.
No,
too.
He probably did. He's a gangster. So that's original Eric. OG Eric. Gangster.
Dude, is his name Eric?
His name's Eric.
Yeah.
His name's
really?
After.
That's who he's
yep.
named after.
Yep.
That's cool. I like that side of the world. It's so
dude,
interesting.
Dude, it's
me.
Like
I love
have
it.
To take Mary.
It's like you're
man.
Going to a museum in
it
real life.
It really is. Everything is just
it's,
so different.
I haven't
over there.
Been.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's
yeah, it's
so
cool.
Cool.
It's really cool.
All right, fine. Me and Jay will get a go.
Oh.
That sounds great, dude.
Like honestly,
no, that'd
though,
be cool. That would be cool.
I love going to like the museums there. Like the like legit ones, not like
yeah, I get you.
Not like the
like the old school
well-known ones.
Yes.
Like, it's hard to explain.
No,
like,
no, it's not. I know exactly what you mean. There was like, one that I went to. It had been open since like the early 1800s or
right,
maybe even
like,
earlier than that. That's not even that old for England. But,
yeah, it's like, but it's not like the London Museum or whatever.
No,
it's
no,
like
no.
It's a little off
a little
the
bit
path.
Low key, but
yeah.
I don't know. And they have like all this like cool like medieval armor. and like swords.
It's insane.
And like insane maces and like all the tools. And you're like, what the fuck is this
tool? That was actually used. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, they use this to like scoop the eyeballs out.
Yep.
And you're just like, dude, that shit's crazy.
Man, I wish I could remember the castle we went to over there. This was a long, long time ago.
So many castles.
So many castles and so many museums and stuff.
There's no fucking castles here. No. You couldn't find a castle in America.
No, you really couldn't.
Unless it was
in New York. Upstate New York, they actually do have castles, but they're, you know, more
like
modern
built
stuff.
For like
mansions.
Man, let's make
like
a castle.
Mansion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like back, I mean.
Back then they were like, so bitch, we need to be safe.
I mean, what, we're 300 and something years
old,
we're
very
right?
Yeah,
we're a very young country.
Not thousands of years old.
Yeah, exactly. So there just wasn't time for that stuff to happen.
Dude, think about this. We think like, because I've been to a few of them real castles now, because I'm Ireland, Scotland,
so cool.
And whatever.
So cool.
And they're so like, oh my God, that's big. That's so small compared to the Great Wall of China.
I've been there.
Hit them up, Mary.
You've been there?
I've been there.
Dude. How many miles is the wall?
Oh, I don't remember.
I can look, I'll look it up.
There's like chunks, though. They're not all connected.
I think you can see it from space. Yeah. Isn't that
true?
Yeah,
I think they said that, right?
Yeah, dude, I've heard that too.
Mary's dad gave us, like as an anniversary gift last year, one of those
digital picture frames.
That doesn't
and
make
sense. He downloaded a lot of... pictures
length
from
but it doesn't say like in miles feet, it just says 6.
No, it does, it says 13,069
diameter, 13,000.
No,
the bottom row size,
13,171.
Wow,
miles.
Did you guys ever learn about that in school, like in depth? We had this historian come in and teach us all about it.
No.
How like
no.
People would die and they would just like toss them in the fucking mortar and like stack
bricks and just
on
stack
them.
It right on top. Yep. Yeah,
and
I've
like there's
that's
people
crazy.
Buried inside the wall.
Dude, I will tell you that the steps there's some this tall and there's some that are this tall. They're like 3 inches, 18 inches. They're
all
different
just
sizes.
Fucked up.
Wow. It's just like a stone.
Random.
Yeah. It is. It's crazy.
They had to build it quick, those Mongolians.
Yeah.
I want to see
yeah.
some of the pictures.
Of the let's keep out the Mongolians.
The walls, man.
Hopefully they don't come and get me, but we totally stole a little chunk of it.
Oh, that's my
it.
God. You're not allowed
Siri,
to
Siri,
say
stop
that.
Recording.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, look at that. It's like built on a fucking mountain. Just
no, that is.
I
want
to go to China.
A great story.
Love.
So in one of those little square boxes with the little windows, I got tired of walking up, so I stopped. When my dad continued up to one of those little box houses, and when he made it there, people were in there having sex and the lady's hanging out the window and he's just getting banged, screaming, doesn't even care that people are there.
She's getting banged.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I was like gay people, but
father!
Like, I don't know if I could see that in person.
And he came back and he's like, it's so good you didn't go up there because there's people having sex out the window.
That's wild. That
sounds great.
But man, I was like, you know,
China's
they just went
awesome.
There and like, oh yeah, we had sex
China's
at the Great Wall
awesome.
Of China.
China sounds real
dude,
cool.
Dude, let's get that one with that sunset, baby.
One
at the bottom.
One sunset.
Look at that beautiful
set. Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
Super.
That's a great picture.
The mountains in
the
general.
Food.
Just
I can,
so
yeah,
happy.
That's what I'm saying. I can just smell the grass, man.
Like,
I can,
is it for real? Like, you see on the movies, like, the little people with the carts and they're pulling around, like, with the food and shit and all that.
I think
like,
it depends
man,
on the
shit's
type.
Real.
The where in China you go is very different.
Look at that
because
picture.
Obviously there's some parts that are extremely modern.
Well, yeah, and yet remember China's huge.
China's
it's big. A
big
country.
China's big.
There's really
but what
parts.
Is it though? You can't just go to China.
You have to be invited.
You have to
by
be invited.
Somebody that lives there, yeah.
Yeah, I went with the school. I went with a school trip. So
wow, that's crazy. I don't know anyone.
Yeah,
you'll never
we have
be
Leslie,
able to go.
Leslie from Pro Bugs. That's the only guy. We
know.
Leslie.
My
dad knows
my boy
other
Leslie.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad, obviously. He knows everybody.
Dude, yeah, his stuff's... I was just at the pet store.
I'm trying to go to Dubai,
Shadow
man.
Boba.
That shit...
Dude, Dubai's lit.
It was dude, it looks so much fun, bro.
Dude, I just want to know...
No, I've never been out of the country besides Canada.
Oh, okay.
Which is not even... This is that's America.
That's America. That's the south of the north.
We gave him Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have... Trust me, if we wanted it, we would have took it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's really bad.
That is
true
very
as hell,
it's
but
really
bad.
Very tasteless. What's like the... exchange rate over there, because you see everything like would it cost a boatload of money
in China right
no to do Dubai.
I don't know but them motherfuckers
dude,
are billionaires
yeah.
Dude,
I was like,
that's
I think you have
old
to be a
money
to go right
no
maybe
I was gonna
million.
Say
go.
Yeah
You can go, but they have, like, that's old money. Like, I think right now, what, Jeffrey Bezos is the richest person on with public money?
Yes.
So
yes.
He's got, like, what, 100 and something billion dollars? These people have trillions and trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars. Yeah. That's not even public money. So it's, like, old. Like, it's been around since the Ottoman Empire money.
Right. Well, and that's crazy, too, because I was watching a documentary on that. That's why a lot of those guys get those big cats and, like, big.
Yeah.
It's got nothing else to get.
Dude, well, like, listen. I think there's so many rules laws over there. Like,
have you seen the Instagram pages they have?
Dude,
got Instagram too.
They're crushing it too.
Dude, they are. They have like Bugattis with like cheetahs in there, and they got it on a leash, and they're just whipping up a million dollar car.
You have to own a big
cheetah
cat to live there, sure.
or something like that.
Something like that.
To them, that's like the person with the Bugatti with the cheetah on a leash is the same as like here as somebody with a Honda Accord with like a Corgi on a leash.
Or someone with AirPods.
Oh, shit, that's right,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Because you got to think about this. I never thought about this. Perspective of this subject.
Oh no!
Of there are some countries where they'll look at us and they'll be like,
they
"What the fuck? What the fuck is that animal on their leash?"
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I thought just everyone had a dog.
No, it's just
no. They got fucking cheetahs and shit, dude.
That's
but
crazy.
Then you know, it's just their culture, or whatever. But then you see the inside of their house, and there's just like fancy ass rugs. Like they don't even have couches or nothing.
They just sit down on the rug.
They sit right down on the floor.
I don't know about that.
And you're
they
like, you got all your money. I'd get a big ass lazy
get
boy.
Get a couch or something.
I think they have couches in Dubai.
I might. Yeah, that might. Yeah, that might be fake news.
Sounds
the things I've seen. No, I swear to God, tell them.
Isn't it in Dubai where they have those dogs that run really fast?
Oh,
and
what
they
the
like
hell
drive
are those?
In the trucks?
The greyhounds.
Are they greyhounds?
I don't think they're greyhounds.
Those
are
the fastest
dogs
in the world. They're race dogs, bro. They race greyhounds.
But they are an Arabic dog. I know what you're saying.
They're an Arabian dog. It's not a greyhound.
Look up at...
I got you.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they're driving in trucks, like, and they're so... Like, the dogs are running as fast as trucks. Like in the
they're hauling ass because they follow them in the trucks. It sounds really messed up, but what they'll do is they'll get a rabbit and they'll throw the rabbit
these
out.
These ones,
and
right?
La Saluki.
Salukis, dude. They got them chasing down.
It's almost a great shot.
Let's see if they're running.
Very similar.
Let's see.
Very similar.
Saluki sprint.
They'll do the same thing with the.
You want like a video? Is that what you're looking for, Noah?
Yeah, there's a
video. I just
want
to see them run.
And they chase a little deer or a little antelope.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. I mean, different place, different. Culture obviously, but they'll put little deer out and they'll have the dogs run them down and eat them and shit.
Oh yeah, this is it. This
a
is
a Suzuki.
What,
what is it?
A Suzuki.
Saluki.
Subaru. Or
look at that. That thing would haul ass.
Bro, these
I don't know how
are
much
so
of this we can watch.
But... Oh shit, my bad.
Chips looking good right now,
dude. Take one.
We just get this thing running.
Yeah, let's just see them there bitches sprinting.
I want to see it running.
There you go.
Oh, they're like faster than horses.
Holy
what the fuck?
Shit.
A horse can run like 50 miles
Holy
an hour.
Holy shit.
Real quick, I gotta take a bite of this. I'm so hungry.
Yeah, they're quick, man. Hard video, but.
Whoa. Look at that's a fucking bunny.
Yeah, getting the rabbit, dude.
Look at them go. They're crazy.
Them bitches fast. Literally. Look at that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's outrunning the car,
driving.
Yeah,
bro. They're driving the car.
Yeah, look
they're like trying to catch it.
They
that's
all
crazy.
Have those damn Land Cruisers, too, or
dude,
whatever.
I think they
those
race
Toyota
them.
Land Cruisers.
That's
every
the stuff out there, man.
Like the minivan.
They love that stuff.
Yo, check this sub
that's
out.
That's so
bro.
Funny. Oh,
Are you
my God.
Eating a sub?
Oh, he's making me so hungry.
I know. I'm hungry, too, man.
Dude, I'm going to smash some food after this little pee cast.
Yeah, dude. All right, let's hit some super chats while we're waiting for Noah to show
Joe Gus can talk, too.
Jessica Mueller says, love from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Jessica, Long Island.
Jessica.
Hey, I love you. Jessica. I love you, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica.
We got Amy DeAngelis says, come to Victoria, Australia and stay overnight at the old Melbourne jail.
Oh,
ghost
shit.
Stories galore. We also have a lot of awesome ghost tours. Hi, Mary.
Hey.
Heart. Dude, that would be sweet. The jails scared the shit
freaky.
Out of me.
I went on a ghost tour. That shit was so ass. In Scotland, bro.
It's never good.
It fucking sucked. They were like, take a picture here.
Dude,
honestly,
nobody had
I
anything
to?
On the picture. And then they got back in the bus and they're like, somebody took this picture and there's a fucking ghost. And you're like, oh, wow, that's so
wow,
fucking
that's
cool.
So
dude, the place I went was pretty metal, man. It was the, what was it called? The Oxford Jail. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's probably dope.
This shit went way back in history, but there's actually, you know, you go in there and they dress up like the times and they take you on this tour. And this lady was like all dressed up in the old times and shit. Mm. And she was taking us all around and like, it was just creepy. Felt like you were sucked back into back in the time. But they had this, what do they call it? A catacomb or a
catacomb?
Yeah, man, that shit good.
Dude, they had that shit in the basement. There, it was so. It was like 2,000 years old down there.
That's cool.
I mean, and just to see. Yeah.
How, it'd be.
How people built stuff back then, and like the old crypts and shit were in there.
Oh
and
shit!
They had crypts.
Yeah. Oh no, and up? The Bloods. Yeah. Oh, and they're like, oh, I get off me turf, innit?
Innit?
Because they were English.
Yeah. Oh, get off my turf, innit? That's incredible. That's really good.
But
I obviously grew up in New Jersey, right near Philadelphia. There.
Jersey.
Yeah. What? But they have the Eastern State Penitentiary where like Al Capone was.
Oh, that's so cool.
And that's like
cool.
A supposedly a really haunted prison. I never went on the real tour where they do like the ghost tour, but looks like a crazy place. It's super old and really.
I've been to Alcatraz. So cool. That was cool.
I
want to go.
I saw it.
It's really cool.
I was in San Fran.
I saw it too. I've never
like,
been.
Had, like,
I've never been
binocular
to it.
And I was like,
oh, we went there.
Do they still take
around.
You there, Mary?
No, cool? I think you
no,
can't go there
I don't
there
think
anymore.
You can go there anymore.
They had boats when I went, but that was a few years ago.
Yeah, I think recently I think they should.
Why not?
Have
what happened?
I don't know. It might just be getting old. I don't know.
People take
it's
YouTube
probably
videos there.
It's probably expensive, you know. You load a person, mm-hmm. 10, 20 bucks person, put them on a fucking boat, drive them out there.
Super
liable
cool,
for them fucking drowning. They probably, you know.
There's a bunch of sharks. So many sharks.
Cold water. Like,
so
cold
many sharks.
Water.
Sharks love the cold water.
Like, dude, that's
there's
why
great whites and shit, dude.
I love, I used to read these books when I was a kid, man. It was like Al Capone shines my shoes.
What?
And stuff like
no
this.
No way, dude.
No, yeah. And it was like Al Capone, you can Google that shit.
I will,
Google
I gotcha.
Fucking Al Capone shines my shoes book. And there's a whole bunch of, different books. And it's like.
The goth kids.
It, man, they were good books. And they, yeah, Does My Shirts.
Oh my God. This is
oh,
crazy.
There's a movie, bro.
What is this?
It's a book. It's like, I don't know, maybe, I think it was a kid book, I guess.
There's
I mean,
no
I was a kid
way.
Reading it.
This is crazy, dude.
But they were great books,
Al
man.
Al Capone Does My Laundry? Like, what?
Yeah, man. He, like, has all these books.
I don't even get it. It doesn't even make any
sense. And look
at
Tales from Alcatraz. This is why I was talking about it, was because it was,
but
like,
why
based
is he shining
in,
the shoes?
Because he was, like.
Trying to be a good guy?
Right, I don't know, like, it was...
Oh, like, when he was locked up?
Right, like, this was... I'm trying to think, and I think wow. that the story is based, like, this guy's in prison, and he's, like, shining, like...
I don't know Al a hell of a lot about Al Capone. Did he die, like, in behind bars?
I don't know.
I can look it up.
But...
He
have you ever watched Narcos?
A gangster? No, I haven't.
It's a pretty good show.
I'm like
a few episodes in right now. I just kind of
Narcos,
discovered
you said?
It. Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet either, but I've heard nothing but awesome stuff about
it. It's the first couple episodes are really good.
Is that where the granny's bringing dope over in the RV or
it's
something?
It's about I'm saying the wrong name. It's not Castro, right?
No.
It's
Is it about the cartel?
Yeah,
but what's the head dude? What was the guy that
I
can't think of the name.
Escobar. What's his name?
Pablo Escobar. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
Pablo.
How'd this boy die? Capone died on January 25th, 1947,
shit.
Of cardiac arrest.
48.
48. During
Damn.
His last years in prison, Capone's declining health. Dude, they snuck him out of there. No way.
They stuck his, for sure. They snuck his ass out of there.
They probably just killed him.
Yeah,
Einstein or whatever his name is, Olstein.
Yeah.
What was his
Epstein.
Name? Joel Olstein.
Yeah, Joel. Yeah, how they killed that guy.
That guy was in prison, right? No.
Joel Olstein didn't kill himself, all right?
Put that on a t-shirt.
Shit. Yeah. They're like, bro, I think that's wrong. No, that's too funny. That's like El Chapo, dude. He got out of there a bunch, dude.
Joel.
El Chapo,
Joel
dude.
Steve.
El Chapo, the G, bro.
Yeah.
This guy goes into
right?
a prison.
Was that El Chapo who got out a bunch?
Dude. El Chapo.
Eric's every day.
Brother. Eric's brother loves Joel.
My brother
Steve.
Has
he actually,
all
did
his
he,
books.
Did he see him? Oh, no.
No, he went and seen him. He went and seen him down in Detroit.
Wait.
Yep, my brother's obsessed
with him. Wait, Jay, X out this one.
Okay.
I want you to click on a certain one. Fernie? Bottom right, far right.
This one?
Yeah,
yeah
dude.
The creepy
dude,
that
lizard one, people.
Bro, this one's fucking, he's seeping into my soul.
Dude, he really dude. Is.
That smile.
He really is.
Yeah, that smile, it. He's like, give me all your money.
I hate it. Just, I don't want to see this guy's face anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying. God bless, you know, he can follow his own religion, whatever, but he's making a couple bucks.
Oh,
you
just, a lot
he's
of
making
money.
Lots of bucks.
You just said
no,
follow his
bucks.
Own religion.
I'm saying you can have whatever religion you want, but it's just, you know, people
I'm not, let's
like
not
that,
talk about religion.
Let's not, yeah, let's touch touchy one.
He just scared me. His face scared me. That's all I'm saying.
No, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, man. So,
do you want to take a few questions for and wrap it up? Sure. What do you think?
Let's do it. All right, guys, send in your questions. Let's get some good ones.
Send in your questions.
Let's get some stuff we could debate or something, not just like, what's your favorite color? You know, hit us with some cool stuff. But, yeah, so.
Jay, get him off the screen.
Oh, I can't.
He's haunting us right now.
That no, that's a POS. That's good. All right. Yeah, guys, please help us.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I always have so much fun, and I just want to say thank you to Mary for coming on.
Mary, you crushed it.
I know. We're going to have more.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have her on more. She's here with me.
We need to stay on topic.
I still think,
I know.
Like,
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
this is what it's all about.
Strippers and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Strippers.
I will say, though, that I think a Mary and Lori podcast should crush. Dude, that would be so
that
funny.
That would slap.
Little couple bottles
can
of wine.
Can we just talk shit about Eric the whole time?
No. 100%. Yes.
You can do that now.
Eric and Brian. Yeah. You guys can
but it's funner
trash.
With Lori, though.
Yeah, it is, because Lori really hypes it up.
A couple glasses of wine.
That's what I'm saying.
Real hard.
Oh, my God. It'd be so funny.
Deer hunting or elk hunting? Dude, I would have to say if I was gonna do one, it would be elk. It would be elk hunting.
Really?
What?
What?
That's inappropriate.
What?
Oh yeah, that's a good.
Oh, that
question.
One there, it's purple. Oh!
I feel like that's true.
It said, "What color is Mary's favorite dildo?"
It's always purple though.
It's always purple. Yeah, they're all purple. Yeah,
no, it's not purple. Yep.
Yeah,
it's true. All right, well.
What? Pick some questions out.
If you could spend the night in any haunted place, where would it be?
Ooh, that's hard.
The Biltmore Hotel.
Yeah, sure.
In Florida, Miami.
Okay, and why? What's so crazy about that?
That's where, like, all the pimps, or, like, not the pimps,
I get you.
Like, the
big drug
people like Al Capone.
Yeah,
shit. They would stay up in that hotel.
No shit.
In the presidential suite.
Dude, that'd be pretty badass.
Doing cocaine and shit.
Yeah.
You know, just pimping.
Got a pimping. Super chat
but
for a debate.
Also, it's supposed to be super haunted.
Dude, Predator versus RoboCop. I'm sorry. Predator, 155%.
Oh, yeah.
I love
say,
Predator.
I would say that too.
I love the Predator.
There's no debate then. We agree.
The Predator. Right.
What about you, Jay?
RoboCop's dope. Don't get me wrong.
You guys are bold. You're going to hate me. I haven't seen either of those movies.
Oh, well.
Dude,
but
you know
I would
what?
Pick Predator just based on what
dude,
Predator
Predator's
looks like.
Dude, Predator's dope.
RoboCop is RoboCop with
I fucking love Predator.
Schwarzenegger?
No.
That's Kindergarten Cop. Sorry.
That's Kindergarten Cop. No, I don't know the main guy in RoboCop. It was fucking classic, though. It's a classic. They're both good, but
I don't know his name either.
The Predator.
We have already talked about that one. Sorry.
It's
see.
Okay.
Most embarrassing stories. Anyone want to throw?
Dude,
that out
I
there?
Told you about my ass pimple. Jeez, what more do you want?
It doesn't get more embarrassing than that, honestly.
People keep asking. Me and Eric met on Tinder.
Yep.
He was
talks about this.
Well,
it was
great.
Well,
they keep asking. You're idiots. Stop asking.
Well, no, it's fine. People want to know.
He was the first guy I went out with.
Wow.
Really?
On Tinder.
Oh, that's super cute. Burritos versus tacos.
Burritos all day.
Burritos.
Yeah, burrito because it's mobile.
So many.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Mobile.
Bro.
Burrito.
No, like you take
you
a taco
take
and you got
it.
Fucking cheese and shit coming Falling out
up.
Everywhere.
You can't
burrito.
Tip it.
Nope, you can't tip it.
Dude, you
burrito,
have
burrito. I could throw Noah a burrito right now.
Right now?
He could catch it in his mouth.
And be fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
No mess.
I could tuck it and run for 20 yards. Take it out and take a bite and it would still be wrapped.
Yeah, dude. And it could be stuffed too, but.
Couldn't even do that with a fucking taco. All you'd have with a shell if I fucking caught that bitch. And it would probably be crushed too.
Crushed completely.
Fucking hard shell, dude. Just be a couple crumbs left, if that.
Knowing,
oh, my God.
Knowing what you know now, what would you say to your 18-year-old self?
Oh, fuck, dude.
You're an idiot.
Keep it moving.
Don't
Let's
drink
see.
And drive, kids.
When I was 18, I wasn't doing
invested
well.
Invested in a company called
no,
Uber,
I know.
Dude. That's
I know.
All I would say.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't change most of
it. I wouldn't
did.
Either, man. I had a lot of good life experiences. Yeah.
Whether good or bad, they all made me who I am. So
exactly.
Who cares?
Exactly, man. Exactly.
I would just probably like tell, just
invest
tell
in
some,
Uber.
Like a, not 18, because that would be still a little bit
that was
late.
Like
but,
that was like yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. But if I was like 15, I'd be like, okay, buy a bunch of Bitcoin.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And then sell it immediately in 2018.
When it's a fucking dollar a fucking stock. Yeah, that's crazy.
And yeah, and
that's
sell
crazy.
It when it's. $5,000.
It was 13 grand. It went up. I made money off Bitcoin and Ethereum. I made like $3,000, bro. And sold it all off and then it crashed.
Wow.
Good time.
No, exactly. And that, you know, currency shit. What do they call it?
I don't even know if it's around
electronic
anymore.
Currency. No, Bitcoin's around. They say it's going to spike again.
No, you know Woodstock?
I'm sure it will.
You know Woodstock, the vape store that's up the
street? Oh, yeah, yeah.
By that awesome Hispanic restaurant place?
Yeah,
Los Tortugas.
They have a Bitcoin machine. I don't even know what it does, but they have a whole...
It's an ATM.
Yeah, but what do? You just...
You swipe your credit card and
you probably
buy Bitcoin.
Swipe, yeah, but it's... But
that makes sense. That's
you
scary.
Know, they say people are... like investing small chunks because I think it's like $9,000 a share.
It might be. It was 13 last time I looked, but that was
13,000.
It crashed deep.
Yeah, I think it dipped down. I think it fluctuates.
I haven't checked in a long, long time. You're about to look it up.
Look it up. I just heard people talking about it the other day.
Yeah, 9,700.
Yeah, Yeah.
Look how low it got in January.
Yeah,
ooh,
and then
people
went back up.
Probably.
People
wait,
still
go back.
It.
Go back to that 5-year thing, or not go back. Go to.
Of course, in 5 years, it's gonna fucking spike.
Look at this.
Look
2018,
bro.
Yeah,
it went up to let's see. Yeah,
Just about
13 grand, and then or 14 grand right here.
Oh my god, dude! I saw 17.
So did I. I saw 17,
and it was going higher.
So imagine you invested at
$300
and you made
16.
Oh, yeah.
You and I bought
it.
But you would have to sell. That's why I never gambled or anything, because I would be like, no, it's going to keep going up. And then it would fucking dip, and I would
keeps going up.
I'd jump off a building.
Just like our economy about to crash.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We got a couple super chats. So,
sweet.
A Plump Sith, which is a great name, by the way.
Hell yeah. That is awesome.
Come to Chicago, stay at the Congress Hotel. Sounds cool.
Hell yeah.
And we got Jody Boatwright. Y'all just made my just make my day. Much love. 25. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jody.
I love you.
We love
Jody
you.
High
is
Roller.
Joe? Yeah, exactly. Jody High Roller. Shout out.
Let me see.
Stephanie.
Stephanie, we love you too.
Love
Stephanie.
You.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So
appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I think that's gonna wrap it up. Drop some comments, guys, down below if you guys want some more ghost stories, because I think I didn't get enough, honestly. But
I know, and I'm sorry we kind of veered off. We definitely next time we'll pay more attention
satisfied.
To Mary. I know it.
Yeah.
I talked
a lot about carrots in this one.
Yeah. I know. Oh,
we got
crap.
A bad man
we're
coming.
In trouble.
Don't sit on my sub.
We're in trouble.
He almost just squashed my submarine sandwich with his ass.
Can somebody tell me something?
The mic's not even on.
They don't let me. Yeah, they
say goodbye to everyone.
Okay.
Dude, right. Awesome people. Thank you, everyone.
Hi, everybody. And goodbye, everybody. No, thank you guys for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed. Remember, you guys can go listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify right now. Checking in is the channel. Go subscribe to Checking In Clips if you guys didn't catch the entire podcast and you want to see what happened, some of the entertaining stuff. Clips will be on over there. And yeah, that's going to be it, guys. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to like, turn on those post notifications, subscribe, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Bye. Good job, guys.
There it is.
Sweet.